fuck you up, my sucker.
Hey! Carlito gets up, coughing. How are we gonna do a show if I can't stop coughing? Shit. It's Carlito and the Madhouse Show. Milkman is here. Milkman. And Milkman is here. The asshole. King asshole.
Big ass, we got some Mr. Nash to the play right here, and the Crucible with some Master Coach Gucci and BBK Supermail right here. Now you see what happened to the Romano, so he was checking on how good a shit is here, man. How purple we get, baby, and that's right, man. He looking good. Thank you, baby. I'm talking about this, my brother, and my nito, hey, man, off this hell time, my brother.
Well,
you're funky. Get your ear goggles out and start dialing and having some fun. Bring a friend. Better yet, bring an enemy.
Wait up for a second. So basically, I, eating some salt, motherfucker. Eating some saltine crackers. And I am getting out of a cold that hit me kind of like a upper respiratory
thing. Vicious shit, baby.
So, cracker went down the wrong way. And it kind of kicked
must
up a coffee fit.
Damn crackers. Go down sideways, right? And then you never.
I don't know what we're going to do. I got like a corner of a cracker down my throat. And it just started kicking up all this fucking congestion that I've had. I've been getting better this week and I've had it under control. But this here like hit the.
But seriously, close your mic, and then take some like very cold water, and then your head, and then like gargle, let some go down your throat. It actually will clear it. Not good. Get your back, please. Be able to talk. Cold water will get your asthma too.
Yeah, it'll maybe go away after a while. I don't know.
Get this glass water, dude, and just do that and get you rolling, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. Do an asthma call with your callers and do an asthma call.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Mr. Pratt? Mr. Pratt. Hello. Hello. Mr. Pratt. Mr. Pratt, come on, man. I need your help.
This is Mr. Whitney.
Eli Pratt. This has got to go away, right?
Man, that's right. Fuck. Just take and gargle some ice water, man. You know, because it's Mr. Whitney, Mr. Pratt. We got business we're going to start. We need you to step up.
Ice water?
That's an ass water with propeller heads, right? You got a propeller head on your head. You're walking around and spinning around. You start flying around.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Get a little bit of purple. Oh, yeah. That good shit. Oh, man. I'm going to pack up my fucking pillar just in celebration this moment. Mr. Nice, buddy. This is my ass in the killer ass, stank ass, hard rock fucking dense butt.
Hey.
Mr. Pratt?
Yeah.
What'd you do to me?
Huh?
Oh. You got this smoke coming out of your house?
What?
It smells so bad coming outside of your house. I was just walking by your house and I got really sick.
What are you on about?
What are you doing? Do you have dogs out there? You leave the dogs out, the shit outside of the house, and you'll clean it up?
Are you some kind of a
trick or what? No, man. I was just walking by your house and it smells so bad coming from your house. I started throwing up and vomiting and coughing. Hello? Hello?
Hello, what?
I was walking by your house, and it smells so bad that I started coughing and vomiting. What are you doing in there? All right. She had a laugh. Seriously, man.
Well, she's going to find that rather enjoyable, the old hag. Where am I suffering like this? Because there's stank-ass cabbage and taters. Rotten taters and bull cabbage.
I got to play a prank call and do something about this. Hello.
There you go.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah, I got to play a prank and do something about this. I got to go get some peppermint oil.
Ice water, bro. Go get some ice water, and we're going to dick around and wait a couple minutes while you come back and do the gargle thing where you lean your head back.
I'll be right back. Give me a
but
second.
No sir. Peppermint oil. No all peppermint right. oil. Just ice water.
All right. All right. Look, medical emergency.
All right.
Man down.
Madhouse, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a new listener, and I don't know how to get into the chat room.
How big is your vagina, ma'am?
It's like about 9 inches
long, dude.
I hear that after this guy Zolar fucks you, it just shrinks. It shrinks to the size of a pencil hole.
Zolar. So, man, I love you, Zolar.
So stay away from
her. Oh, he's so funny. Yeah, folks, stick around because we've got some exciting things coming up for you. We may have some surprises right here in the old pipe. Pack one up. Join the crowd, man. Hop in the circle, man. It's your turn. Pass it on. Back it on. That's right. Pass it on. Hey, that's right. It's your turn, man.
Barbecue.
Oh, we're going to have some surprises.
That's awesome. Look, I want to just let you guys know, as a member of the physical therapy department here at Health South, that I think it's beautiful that you folks are, like, you know, employing members of the community who are disabled and perhaps not as mentally advanced as the rest of us. And, you know, and I think that something that all Mongoloids are good at doing is barbecuing. Do you have it? Do they make the sauce also there with, you know, is it their own recipe, or how exactly does it work?
The sauces, they, you know, we just, gosh, I'm trying to explain it. They come in their own, like, thick sauces, and then we just add water to them.
Okay, because I heard the rumor was that, like, you had some Mongoloid kid back there, and he gets a big tub of the sauce, and he mixes water, and he mixes it with, like, his foot?
No.
Well, I mean, it's better that you guys have been doing that, because, you know, I went to Walmart the other day, and the only Mongoloid people working there were at the front, you know, giving out the cards and stuff.
Right.
And that's good that you have Mongoloids there barbecuing. I mean, is it dangerous for them to be around the fire pit?
It's not a fire, it's a walk.
It's a walk?
Yeah.
But it gets really hot, though. I mean, how hot does it get?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you anything about that.
Have you had any problem with Mongoloid kids maybe getting their eyebrows burnt off or anything like that?
No.
Nothing like that at all?
No.
Can you put one of the Mongoloid kids on the line now?
No, I'm sorry, we're busy.
Well, this is the Mongoloid barbecue, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, honestly, because, you know, usually these people like this, you know, I mean, the Nazis would have gassed them. And you're hung up already. All right, well, let me call back again and speak to the Mongoloid barbecue.
Mongolian barbecue.
Hey, I just got disconnected there. Do you know who that young lady was that was talking to me earlier?
No, I don't. I was just cooking, sorry.
Oh, are you one of the Mongoloid kids?
I'm one of the cooks here, yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, look, I think it's very good that, you know, instead of you working at Walmart or something like that, you get a chance to work with the walks. That's very good.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Are there a lot of Mongoloid kids that work there?
There's about, right now, 5 cooks and a few waitresses and a few dishwashers.
And they're all Mongoloids?
No, we're not actually any Mongolians. We're all North Idahoans.
Well, not Mongolian, but a Mongoloid. I understand it's a place that employs, you know, people with a mental disability, Mongoloids, as we like to call them here in the South. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, do you make the sauces yourself, sir?
We prepare them here, yes.
Really? And then you get to dress yourself in the morning and everything?
Say what?
Do you get to dress yourself in the morning?
Yes.
Like I'm.
Can I help you with something, sir?
I envision in your morning you get up from your mongoloid house where all the mongoloids live together, and they give you your medicine, and then you get in the short bus, and then maybe they take you to.
Sir,
the...
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to not call here again.
What are you gonna do to stop me? Well, you know what? I think that's a challenge, Milkman. I think I should maybe show him that I can call again. Let's call again.
I guess that ain't gonna work. I ain't gonna answer, old fucker. I was gonna tell him I play golf with.
Good evening.
Yo.
What's up?
Pimp slut?
Low, 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 dog.
Hey, dog.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's good.
What's the dealie?
Nothing.
What's cracking, Hockey?
What's crackling?
Nothing, man.
What's a bit
yo,
bad?
You know, I walked out of my last job. Popeyes, man.
Well, that's a bad career choice, Pimp Slut.
Did the black people make fun of you?
Dude, next time you go to Popeyes, you're going to have to start at the bottom.
Yeah, I know, man. Oh, it's horrible.
I can't imagine you getting another kind of job.
I work at Sears now, dog.
What do you work at? What's that, dog?
Sears, man.
Sears?
I get paid to do nothing. Affirmative action, bitch.
Okay. You're working at the black mall?
What?
Oh, you're working in the black mall?
It's pretty much a Sears on its own, but yeah, there's a lot of black people there.
Okay. Oh, you want one of those standalone Sears?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, are you slinging rocks out of the back?
Yeah, dog, that's how I do. That's how it works.
Pimslot's dedicated to PCU, and we laugh at his expense, and it's worth
what?
It. He doesn't even, he's like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Are you still in high school, man?
All right, whatever. This is Carlito, just a quick update. Still coughing a little bit. I did what Milkman said, and I started coughing, and I started throwing up. Feel great now that I threw up. The coughing's just about done. I think it shook whatever I had. You can still hear me doing it, but I think if you give me another 2 minutes, I'll see if I can cough the rest of this up here, you know. I'm going to get me a sody pop. And I'll be right back. We'll continue the show. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for being patient and understanding that I'm sick. Thank you. And that I'm doing this despite the fact that I'm sick for you people. And if you don't appreciate it, maybe I won't do it. Maybe there's a reason I haven't done a nighttime show, in about a month.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 kicking in 10th grade, dog.
No, 12th, dog.
Yeah, he drives, don't you drive, like, into, like, another county to go to school on purpose?
Yeah. So you don't get beat up, right?
No,
right.
Not, dog.
God, this kid. This guy. Anyway, so what else is going on, man?
Nothing. I got back into PCU. I was gone for, like, 3 months.
Yeah, no one noticed. That's weird.
Yeah.
I never saw one thing, but I was like, where's Pimp Slot?
Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, where the hell's Pimp Slot?
What were you doing? Were you chilling with your homies?
No, I just kind of just like, what? I don't know.
Okay.
I know you don't have anything to do, so I don't accept that. What were you doing?
He was working at Sears, man. He was working at Popeyes and Sears.
Did you go to Popeyes so you could try to, like, be more black, like, get involved with the black race more?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You're trying to learn.
Popeye, just because all my friends were working there, man.
Oh, your friends were
Popeye.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. We used to hook people up like crazy. Like,
yo, Popeye's posse in the house, dog.
Popeye's, man. You got
Popeye's posse.
I like that rice and beans that you got there.
Is Popeye's where they have the chicken bucket with the mashed potatoes? And no, that's KFC.
They all do.
KFC.
No, KFC is way better than Popeye's, though.
Yeah, well, KFC is not chicken, though. KFC is not, no.
Not need, chicken half road.
Pimp's all agrees with me. Where's the best chicken at? Publix, right?
Yeah, Publix.
Dog.
Man, see?
Dog.
We've talked about this, and the subs, the best subs, better than Subway, Publix. Yeah. You gotta go to Publix, man.
If I remember right, you look like a...
Philly cheesesteak subs, man.
No.
Yeah, they put it on the grill right there, and they put that butter shit on the grill. Yeah, man, that's good. That is good, man. Publix, you guys are missing out up north. I think Publix is only out here in Florida.
Yeah, it's like a Florida.
Yeah.
There's Publix in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Publix in Georgia, and there's like a million of them.
When you're kicking it with your peeps and the Big Peach, huh?
In Hotlanta.
Jonesboro, the ghetto.
What?
Jonesboro, Georgia.
Jonesboro.
The ghetto?
Yeah, that's the ghetto.
You don't go in the ghetto.
Joe, Georgia.
You're the pussiest looking white kid I've ever seen. You're not in the ghetto.
I've never seen him.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
You saw his MySpace?
Yeah, he looks like Anthony Edwards from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. Hey, what's with that video on your MySpace with a bunch of kids eating Jell-O?
Oh, that's at lunch, dog.
Oh, so that was your lunch break? I swear, it's a bunch of dudes eating Jell-O in the lunchroom, making weird faces. Your video is a bunch of dudes in the lunchroom eating green Jell-O, and at one point this one starts rubbing the other one's face.
Those crazy guys, I don't know how, like, probably back in high school, you probably had, like, a 30-minute lunch, right?
No, I
don't remember.
Probably, like, 30 minutes.
Maybe.
Somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
We get an hour lunch.
Hello? Hello, asshole? Fuck them.
What the hell? They don't let you leave, though.
Dude, like, we eat lunch for 15 minutes, and there's, like, nothing to do after that.
You guys go in the bathroom and do a circle jerk, huh?
That's pretty much all there is to do.
Wow. Nice, you run the trainer into football, too. He knows.
You go to all white high school, right, pimp slut?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I figured. If you go to a mixed high school, you don't talk like that. They beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I was born in the burbs, dog.
You got that Burbs cred, huh?
Burbs cred. Dude, you want to do a prank call, man, before you get to your
bedtime?
It's the summer, man. And besides, I ain't got no bedtime. What you talking about?
Fool. You're supposed to say fool.
And school's out for summer, man.
Oh, yeah. I don't realize anymore.
Who made that song? School's
out. Is that Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper? We got to get that song.
We got to get that song. Let me try to call Milkman back. This is Carlito. Still coughing like a motherfucker, Milkman.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's a good shit, ain't it? I told you, man. I told you there was some awesome shit, man. That blueberry kush, man. Well, fuck you up.
Shut up about it. It's your fault.
I know, man. I didn't know you was going to get all fucking choked up, man. Like, do the ice water, man. That's what, every time
That's
you take
what
a big
I did. I did the stupid ice water. I went to the fridge and did the ice water. I did what you said, and I started throwing up. I started coughing, and I inhaled, like, water and air at the same time.
I didn't say inhale it. I said, like, gargle it. Well, like when, that. Like, it, lay I, back in your throat, but you got to breathe, not inhale.
I got a tickle in my throat when I did that, and it went shot straight down in my belly and my lungs and shit, man, and I started throwing up.
Oh,
I felt
damn.
Better after I threw up, but I'm still coughing.
Yeah, damn. You didn't gargle? Did you try to gargle it?
I started gargling. I gargled
a
little
bit.
Then
you started choking, huh?
And then it went down my windpipe, you jerk. You see what you did to me?
Play that. It's pimple.
Man,
pimple.
You got to get a snorkel. I don't know, man. You need a fucking snorkel, dude. You got like...
Bullshit, Milkman. I'm feeling a little better, though. I'm throwing up. Cleared out the fucking shit.
All right, well, if it keeps up, man, just stick your finger in your ass, dude, and that'll take your tension off your throat.
All right, well, hey, everybody send in numbers, you know? Please send in numbers. Help me out. Help Carlito out. Save the show. Save it.
Hermanito, where is our man? Where's our man at? The main man. The number's hitting my hand. He ain't showed up yet.
In the meantime,
our number's hitting my hand.
I'm going to look up... a town here on the West Coast, Milkman.
Digging into their Rolodex. That's right.
Should we call Washington State? Should we call California?
Washington or California? But which part of California?
I don't know. We call Alaska. We don't ever really call Alaska on this. You know?
Well, Alaska's got an untapped market because they're in another time zone, but they are in a fresh time zone, actually. So.
They're kind of assholes. They're not assholes, but they're stupid.
Well, a lot of them, dude, are like old Vietnam hippie and a lot of fucking, you know, radical 60s characters that, like, you know, Rona and lived up here for decades. So
well, what I'm trying to say is that they're like, they're no nonsense. They're not really funny. They're not fun or funny.
Down to business. They're like rednecks, but less funny.
Exactly. I don't get angry enough. And dude's like, whatever.
Yeah, they're not very funny.
Right. Whatever.
There's probably some untapped resources, some good ones up here, but in general, they don't really give us any memorable.
Big games. Baby Baz is sending in a Philippine kitchen that we can call here in between my coughing fit.
Excellent. Please, guys, if you're helping out, don't, like, send a real old, like, you know, dilapidated, beat the hell out of number. I'm sure Baz would do that. But some of you other cats that don't know, man, if you send number, don't send an old beat the hell out one. KDK, you know, new, and every fucking body else has done had it in their ass and shit it out. You know, we want something that's going to be actually funny. They're going to answer.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you for reminding people of that, Milkman. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's no problem, my brother, because see, look at the composure you've regained immediately. See, folks, all things for a reason, even though you may not realize it at that moment.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm pulling up the map here and on the West
Coast.
Pulling
up big old dart, right? He's got this dart, and it's a big dartboard, and he takes and he, like, throws it the dart. And whichever number or area of the law of the land is on becomes our next system.
All right, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Fix that over there. Shut up.
And the dart is off. The dart is off. Okay, it's landed. My forehead. Ouch.
Hi, Santa. Can I help you?
Hey, how are you, honey, baby?
Good.
This is Eddie. I want to make an order.
Okay.
An order? Okay. I'm like, let's see, one culo, one nalgas.
Hello?
Yeah.
You want to make an order to go?
Yep.
Okay, which like?
One nalgas.
Hello?
Yeah, one now, guys. Can you turn the radio down? Is that possible?
No.
I don't know why you people always got the music so loud there. You hear that Mexican shit? You think I'll ever stop coughing up, man? Maybe I'm going to die.
I'd rather start jumping on cockroaches. La cucaracha. Ay, 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 ay. La cucaracha. You know that song, hermano.
Hey, are you the guy with the mustache?
Sorry?
I just got bite about the mustache.
I just ate your food and I'm very sick. I think I have food poisoning.
Give me your other second. I don't know, sure.
I had one now, guys. Nalgas. Hello.
Santa, can I help you?
Yeah, I just had your food and I'm very sick. I think I had your nalgas. Nalgas.
Okay, well, we have your phone number on call ID right now, so...
Did you just say the N-word? Did you say the N-word? What did you say?
Is you need to stop calling here because we have your phone number on record.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
That's your... Because you have caller ID? I don't understand. It's on record. Ooh. On record, motherfucker.
I don't know what the records are anymore. A&M, Arista, you know.
Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Hello, Tien, let me help you.
Yeah, I want you to remove my entries from the record. I don't give you permission. You were supposed to ask me to opt out or opt in before you created the record. And I command you to delete all entries of my record.
Hold on, sir.
This
before you go on, let me tell you that I have not put you on nothing. This is a Mexican restaurant, and you are not allowed to be calling here. Goodbye.
She said record, right, Milkman? Am I mistaken that they had me on a record? And I said for them to remove me off of the record.
Oh, no, I'm not allowed to call here. Mamacita, how come I'm not allowed, huh?
Excuse me, you know. Excuse me.
No loud. You know.
La Hacienda, may I help you?
Mira, excuse me. Okay.
Sir, excuse me. We're going to call the police and we're going to get your phone number.
Excuse
me. So if you don't stop calling, we will call the police.
No.
Okay?
What I'm saying, stupid.
You are going to get consequences after this. Goodbye.
What I'm saying, there's consequences after this.
What I'm saying, I got diarrhea after eating your food. It tastes like shit. You know, cuckoo?
Yeah. Hacienda, can I help you?
Goonie Goo.
Hello?
Goonie Goo. Goonie Goo. Eddie Murphy for you, Milkman. Remember that? Goonie Goo.
You don't allow call this number.
What the hell? You don't remember Goonie Goo, Milkman? What was that? I don't even know if that's online. Let's see if I can find it. Shit. That's Eddie Murphy's drunk dad say, your wife ain't no fucking Puerto Rican.
Oh, man. I miss it, man.
You know what she said to me? Let me Google. Let me see. Eddie, this will give me a chance to settle my coughing a little bit more here. My wife is knocking on the door. I don't know why. I think maybe I'm being too loud.
Hey,
stop rambling over there. All right, we're looking up Eddie Murphy.
No, man. You got to do it for me, man, because that's what my friends used to sing for me. The Puerto Rican friends, they did the Cucaracha song.
Puerto Ricans don't sing that. That's a Mexican thing. You're really...
Yeah, but they sing it fucking in Puerto Rico, too.
You're really ignorant. No, they don't. We don't sing that.
Then my pops will start talking.
Be quiet.
I'm not ignorant.
Quiet.
That's right on the spot, man.
Play something. Be quiet. Okay?
Black men like to claim the house when they're drunk. Men, period, I think, man, like to just claim their house. They want you to know if you're drunk and if they're drunk and you're in their house, that is their house. My father's...
This is the bit, but it's 9 minutes long. Where do you find Goonie Goo Goo in here? Fuck. I think Goonie Goo Goo was towards the end. Excuse me. Let me see if I can find the motherfucker.
And your wife rips down the steps. Why? I work hard to get my place beautiful. And then the motherfucker come over and rip the steps down. Look at the motherfucking steps. They're fucked up, Gus. And his father. But you know what it is, Gus? I figured out about your wife. And I'm going to say it. And my wife, I don't give a fuck what my wife said. She can shut the fuck up. I'm going to tell you something. I figured out about your wife. I know where you met your wife. You told me you met your wife 15 years ago on a motherfucking camping trip and that your wife was Puerto Rican. Your wife ain't no motherfucking Puerto Rican. I thought she was when I first met her, Gus. Because I walk up, I said, hello, it's good to meet you. My name is Vernon. And she said, hello, I'm Bunny. Goonie Goo Goo. What the fuck does Goonie Goo Goo mean, Gus? I don't know what the fuck that shit is to this day. I thought I learned some new Spanish shit.
I should play that when I prank call people. So, yeah, my dad's pissed off. Here, listen to him. And he goes, Goonie Goo Goo. What the fuck is that shit? Goonie Goo Goo. Milkman, where are you? Come on, start talking again. Talk, Milkman.
Oh, hell, man. I was listening to Eddie Murphy there, man. I was like, Goonie Goo Goo.
Goonie Goo Goo. So all that set up just for that, which wasn't that funny in the end. Look, man, I blame you for that.
Goo Goo! Because
you were like 20 years old
fault,
when I
man.
Came out. Here, piles
it's
of...
It's my fault. I know it. You know what? So.
Look, man, there's piles of baseball cards for sale. The top is to fit full-size truck. Piles of bar cards that would fit in a full-size truck. What? Oh, they're also selling it. Whatever. Hang on. Let's talk about the ball cards. The greatest investment in the United States in the 90s. In the 90s was ball cards and Beanie Babies. Remember that? Them days, Milkman? People was going to retire.
I remember
millionaires.
That. Cabbage kids. They had them damn Cabbage Head kids. Remember that shit?
Yeah, Cabbage Head, Patch, Cabbage Patch.
If you don't remember, man, probably some of them people still remember when they was very little. They had this, like, round head about the size of a little small cabbage.
All right.
And body about half size.
Quiet. All right. Milkman, you working or are you home? Quiet.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
I'll try it again. No answer there. No call, no ball cards, everybody. Sorry, if you were looking forward to the ball card prank call, that just fell through the water machine. It's gone. Fell
Moving
through.
Moving right along. Exactly. Well, get out your microwave ovens.
We got a suggestion.
Open the front door.
Listen, Milkman, we got a suggestion to call back the Mexican place and order a side of consequences. I believe that came in from Baz. I think that's a funny thing to say. That we're going to order some consequences.
Remember, though, loud call, remember.
But that would mean I would have to try to remember what number it was. I don't even know how I find that shit. I don't know. Whatever. I think I can hit plus and it comes up with a list, right? Add people, send them, I don't know. Never mind. It'd have to be a different Mexican place, I guess, because I already lost and forgot the one that I called. What an asshole I am. I know. Here's a bed and breakfast over in Alaska. Let's give them a call. You wouldn't think there'd be a Mexicans living in Alaska, but they are, man. Milkman, they are. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I'm sure you agree. I'm in a mood for some grilled portobello mushrooms. That'd be nice. On a pita bread.
I found the number.
That's the European bed and breakfast?
Yeah, hey, so if I stay there, let's say for one night, and you just basically offer a room to stay with my old lady, and then breakfast in the morning, full breakfast, or
but right now we are closed until December.
And I don't. Are there any Jews there?
I beg your pardon.
Are there any Jews there?
Jews.
Yes, Jewish.
Jewish. No.
No. That's
nobody.
That's a good thing, right?
No. Right now. Right now we are closed.
And,
yeah,
but shut up for a second, you bitch. If I wanted to make a reservation, can I do that already for the holidays?
For when? For what days?
I'm thinking, what's the second weekend of December after you open?
That is actually towards the new year.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And then I want to bring my, I have a dog, Great Dane. I want to kiss him. He's a big dog. He's more like a person. And I like to kiss him and I touch him. You know, and I smell him. I smell him.
No, we don't accept dogs. I'm so sorry.
Shut up. Do you serve peanut butter there?
Who are you? Is that a joke or something?
My name is Jose.
Jose, but
Shut up for a second, okay?
Uh-huh.
What December what you open? God damn it.
We are open December the 31st again.
Do you have a lot of figurines there?
No.
No?
No.
What kind of art?
No. There is no art. Sorry.
Do you have
listen, I have a long-distance phone call.
Oh, from Thailand? Did you know?
Bye-bye.
Hey, the king of Thailand is an asshole. Oh, she said Tibetan New Year. Milkman, you are a Tibetan. You used to fuck a Tibetan. Remember?
Oh, shit. That's some good shit, dude.
Yeah, what's the Tibetan New Year? What do they do? Do they drink coconut milk?
No, but it don't even taste that much like curry.
Oh, wow. That's good. All right. Yeah, because that curry sticks around the pores. Yeah. Fucks you up. excuse me. Lonesome Loser appears to have arrived and will be sending in numbers shortly. He assured me he sent me a special message on the Gort. Confirming that that's going to be happening. So we're very excited about that. In Las Vegas, we have a missing dog. No questions asked about the missing dog. It is a small dog, black with tan markings, a female machine, Minpin, which is a miniature pincher, Milkman. Didn't know if you knew that. And Chihuahua mix. All right. Longer legs than the average Chihuahua. Yay. All right. So let's give her a call and... I got an idea for this, Milkman.
What the hell happened? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
It was something weird. It was like saying, problem with the call, and then do, like this, and then all of a sudden there you are.
No, sir, it's working just fine now.
Okay, something happened on my end. Yeah, I must be having shitty connections, so I'm warning you now.
Because you live in pay here by the week motel, and they have bad internet. Right? No, you don't. You got a nice house. You got a big house that you share with five Indians. Hello? Yes, you put a... No. Yes, hi. I'm here in Las Vegas, and I think I found your dog. It looks like a Chihuahua, but has kind of different markings. The legs and the face structure is a little different, and it's got a... I saw it has a collar with a big red heart tag on it. So if you can give me a call, maybe we can convene and get this taken care of on the phone machine. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. I don't know if she's going to answer or call back, Milkman. You think if dog was lost, you would answer the phone really fast. Right, Milkman? I would. Because I would love my dog and take care of it. trying a call back now.
Hello?
Yes. I found this dog. Looks like a Chihuahua, but not really. Like, the bone structure is kind of different. I've never seen something this ugly before. I was wondering if maybe you think it's your dog, if you could tell me some things I can look on it.
Okay. She's mostly black.
Oh.
And she has tan markings.
Oh.
Like, a tan little, circle of belly dye, and then she has, like, the strip to her nose is all black, like in a straight line.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that sound like her?
Your dog is all right. Yeah. I just want you to know your dog's going to be fine.
What's that?
Your dog's in a better place. It's great.
What are you talking about?
Your dog is in a good place right now. God, and everything, and God is with your dog. And your dog is in a good place. Don't worry about it. Let go of the dog, Oh, I find in situations like this, oh man, I just probably really made her cry.
We seem to have lost her. Well, daggone it. Anyway.
Your dog is in a better place. Let go.
It's part of the recuperation there, recovery, you've got to...
Milkman, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's if there's not a problem with putting an ad asking for help that your dog is lost with info, what's wrong with calling and just telling, I don't know anything about
dogs. Wishes, good wishes. I mean, you know, sharing the thought, you know, acknowledge you read the ad.
I don't know anything about where the dog is, but it's probably in a good place right now with God, Jesus.
I mean, it's thoughtful, dude. Yeah. It's just thoughtful.
Yeah, it's like, gee, thanks. Get my hopes up. Wow.
I'm all choked up now. Thank you. God, that was such a gesture.
Yeah. All right, here's a... Indian cuisine, which is
poor
sent
girl.
By
no,
Dash.
Seriously, man, I feel bad. I hope you find your dog, man. Lady, go look by the curb. I know
she got so excited. I'm not gonna do that.
He's by the curb, dude. I saw him.
I'm not gonna do that again. We can all chip in for a mint pinch chihuahua mix and send it a different one.
Hello, Polynesian.
Hey, boy, how you doing? I'd like to make an order.
All right, what would you like?
One order of chicken tikka masala.
This is a vegetarian version.
Okay, one vegetable biryani.
Okay.
One. Do you have papadoms then?
No, we don't make them.
Garlic naan.
Okay.
Okay, and that's it, I guess. If you don't have anything else, really, it's kind of stupid, but yeah.
Okay, so one vegetable biryani and one garlic naan.
Yep.
Are you calling the Pablo in Renton, or are you trying to call the one in SeaTac?
Renton.
Okay, yeah. So one vegetable biryani and one garlic naan, right? Okay, to go?
Yeah.
Okay, how spicy did you want the biryani?
Like number 5.
Okay.
Number 5.
Number 5, yeah.
You didn't ask me what's lowest, 1 or 5.
Oh, we have like a hot, medium, or mild.
So you have 1, 2, and 3?
We just go by hot, medium, or mild. Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
But which is hot, 1 or is hot 3?
3.
3 is hot, okay.
Yeah.
So 3 plus, maybe you can do, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. And I'll come pick it up, you know? You don't have to send it over here.
Okay.
Pick it up. All right, honey, baby. How long will it be?
It'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Great. I'll call you back in about that time. All right?
Okay. What's your name?
This is Eddie.
Eddie. Oh, okay, got it.
All right, bye, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right. I told him I'd call him back. I didn't say I was going to pick it up, milkman. So I gave him ample warning.
I noticed that, man. There's a slight omission of full details.
Yeah. Now here is
very craftily placed in a conversation.
Milkman, you have
is my bandwidth like totally sucking or what, dude? I just keep like hearing like no nothing, and then all of a sudden you go. So I think I'm cutting out really bad. Maybe I should like restart this Skype call, or what do you think?
Maybe restart, because I seem to not be having a problem hearing you or talking to the people
here. Yeah, here. I'm like, it's like it's coming delayed.
So you're downlink.
I think I'm actually interrupting the connection. I think I'm interrupting what you're saying. So let me restart it, and I'll call you right back, or call me back in about a minute.
I will call you back in 1 minute. It's on the big board. All right. Milkman's going to recalibrate his cellular connection machine while we wait for that. Hey guys, you hear the coughing is gone. It's like a headache. Does anyone ever know? There's gotta be a point where your headache stops, right? You know what I'm saying? Let's get real deep about this. Let's say you got a headache and you're like, oh man, motherfucking headache, go away. But you don't remember the moment your headache goes away. It just goes away, right? Isn't that trippy? Yeah, think about it. Anyway, all right, your old pal Carlito's losing it here. I'm sorry, I'm stupid, fucking dork. I've been having a lot of fun with the daytime shows, guys. I don't know if you've checked them out or not. Me and Matt have been hosting that. Now, I can't have Matt on at nighttime because Milkman, you know how he is, he'll get upset. I'm just saying. I'm not talking bad about him. I'm just saying he get all, you know, butthurt about it and stuff. Who's Milkman is the primary source machine of the show. He's the number two no matter what. But you guys are really harsh on Matt and on Milkman. I'm not trying to pick favorites. Look, right now, the way it's working out, I think Milkman is too busy in the morning. That's when he sleeps because he works late hours. And he's on the West Coast. Now, Matt, however, is usually up at that time already. He's having his breakfast and stuff. And he's, for a morning show where it's kind of more fast, upbeat, kind of like a morning radio thing. Matt's really good. He's a good foil to me. He laughs at all of my jokes. He generally thinks that they're funny. He thinks I do pretty good. He's a good backup guy. So I like him for the morning shows. But for nighttime, it's always been Milkman. But what I'm trying to say, I'm talking like Kanye West here, or I go around and around. What I'm trying to say is that we don't need to be saying fire Milkman for Matt or fire Matt for Milkman. It's not a situation like that. Don't put either of them in that situation. All right. I'm not going to do either. And don't put me in a situation where you're being rude, especially to Milkman. He's been with me, dude, since 2005. You know, I know there's haters out there and a lot of you are just joking around. Don't be rude to him, man, because yeah, he's got audio problems that he's always had. Well, you know, he's always been my number two guy. Anyway, listen, I'm going to reconnect Milkman. I might take another minute here. So let me play this a little bit of the Zolar prank call. But listening to Zolar pranks lately, this is one of my favorite. That one where he called the cop a piggy is funny, man. It's good. Be right back.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Small for doing that. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hold on. This would be funny. Hold on. Hopefully it'll be funny.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's calling?
This is Officer Police Department.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good. Who am I speaking with here?
You're speaking with Mrs. Zolar.
Miss who?
Miss Zolar.
Okay, ma'am. Did you contact somebody about a VCI classified today?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's some kind of thing where they sell stuff, I guess.
It's any better now?
This who called me and gave me this number. She's been getting harassing phone calls from this number.
No, I don't think that she's been getting harassing phone calls. You can't consider one phone call harassing phone calls.
Okay, did you call and start talking to her about obscene things?
No, I hadn't spoken one word of obscenities, but I am familiar with what it is she had said to me, which was very vulgar, lewd, and crazy expletives and pejorative terms towards black people.
Okay, what did you say to her?
I was just asking her about her ad, and she said that she didn't like my voice, I sounded like a whore, and I probably fucked Nick.
Okay, you didn't say anything about her baby crying or anything?
I said, I think you should send somebody in there to check on your child instead of using pejorative terms towards black people, because I am not a racist, sir, and she was using the word over and over.
Okay, where are you from, ma'am?
I'm from Uranus.
From what?
It's a place in Philadelphia.
Okay. Is that where you live at now, is Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're at right now?
That's correct. Yeah, just tell her not to be a or hater, because we don't like prejudiced people. Nick are people, too.
I understand.
That's right. I mean, I have friends, and I've also made love to a.
Okay. Well, all right, ma'am. Well, just don't contact her anymore, okay?
Yeah, and you tell her to stop being such a harassing person, because it's just not right. She shouldn't use words like that. I'm actually about to cry with the kind of... Can I press charges on her for calling me? I have a recording of what she said, and it's in the records that she had called me. I think that she's harassing me, and I'm afraid for my life at this point.
You're afraid for your life? Well, then you... I can't do anything because you're in Philadelphia, ma'am.
Well, then, sir, then go suck a fucking cock, then.
Do what?
I said, then I wish you would just let me drop it, then.
Okay.
You have a nice day, Piggy.
What?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Well, Milkman, that's one of your favorite pranks from Zolar. That's Police Pig Machine. Police Pig Machine by Zolar over at Zolar.
Deputy Douchebottom. Zolar, motherfucking Zolar. Have you heard from Zolar, yeah, man? How's he doing? He's still doing his show, man?
He's got a new website. It's called ZolarPrankCalls.pcu. Check it out. It's really
dang.
Good.
Dang. .pcu?
.pcu, yeah. He got the TLD. He took it like $10,000 it cost him.
Somebody put PCU on Zolar. I'll be dead.
PCU is now Zolar. Great. Zolar is now PCU.
Yeah. Zolar. Cool, because most of our references are to Zolar anyway, you know, at PCU.
Zolar Prank Call University. Yep.
There you go.
That's what it is. Okay.
Ah, motherfucking Zolar. Hey, other thing, while we're on the subject, what the hell, fucking Lego, motherfucking Lego. You heard from him lately?
Talked to him about a month ago. He said he'd like to call in one day, but he's busy.
Hey.
He's just busy. He does a lot of stuff now. He has got a lot of work.
That's right.
His business has expanded. Okay?
Is he still doing the business show, too?
I think he stopped Your Money Show. It wasn't really him as much. It was Dale in Sales, you know, his buddy Dale in Sales.
Oh, okay, that was the connection. All right, I wasn't following the whole connection. I'm not up on it. I just knew he had that for a while.
He got back.
It was legit because we weren't allowed to call him Joker.
Yeah, because I went in there in his chat room and I said, is this the Jew Money Show? Instead of Your Money Show.
I was just going to say, dude, in just about a minute, dude. If you didn't.
And it's like, dude.
That was what like got going. He got all wound up.
He was like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to do something serious. I love you guys, but for God's sake, let me do something legitimate for once. So I was like, all right, man, I'm sorry. Some guy just goes, yeah. Is this Your Money Show? Stupid. That was me.
Yeah. Von Rubenstein there, you know, Mr. Peter Von Rubenstein,
no,
you know,
he's not
Jewish, though.
He had some legit guests from, like, from the Federal Reserve or something, so it looked really bad. Yeah.
Board, I heard they're going to nominate him.
It's a woman. This is going to be a woman Fed chairman. What the fuck's up with this woman?
Scott.
They're letting gays get married.
Thank you for calling Rancho Tudor and College View Apartments, both wonderful Widener communities. If you're calling during business hours, we're either on the other line.
Well, that's not a business. That's not a restaurant. Rancho Tudor is not a restaurant. I guess it's a.
Hey, dude, that was a laugh my ass off. I got to tell you, man. I was watching this movie. I don't know if you ever seen. You ever seen this movie called Half Baked?
Oh God, yeah, I've seen Half Baked. Yeah, why? What's up?
It's funny because I found it and I downloaded it. I haven't seen it since it actually showed on the movie screen. That's the last time I saw it at the movies. So I downloaded this thing the other day and I was laughing my ass.
There's a bunch of crazy stuff.
Tommy Chong's in there, dude, you know?
Yeah, he's in jail, right? He's the
Squirrel
Master.
Squirrel Master. He's got that little squirrel.
Yeah. That's such a weird movie. That's funny.
It's fucking hilarious, dude. Mr. Nice Guy, right? Yeah. So he was like actually Mr. Nice Guy was actually Mr. Nice, the original like big time, you know, height that
marijuana.
He always buying all the dope and shit back in the day, man, and they named it after him, man. So now they got a strain they named after him too.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to. Yeah. Okay. Look. Looking for what's open at. What time is it in Alaska now? Maybe like 6, 7 p.m. maybe? Something like that.
Oh, shit. Let me look here, dude. I can tell you this. It's like about 6 p.m.
About 6 p.m., yeah. All right. Here's the Sears. This should be open. This is like the smallest mall. It says it's a mall, but it's the size of a city block. It's basically...
Thank you for calling Sears in Anchorage.
God.
Please tell me which department you'd like, or say department list, store hours, or store location.
Panties.
That would be that.
Panties.
Sorry, I couldn't tell if that was a yes or a no. That would be vacuum cleaners. Is that right?
No.
Sorry about that. Let's get the right department. Please tell me which department you'd like, or say department list, store hours, or store location.
Lingerie.
Operator.
That would be intimate, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry, I was drinking when you asked.
I still didn't quite catch it.
Yes,
let
yes.
me repeat the...
Yes.
Thanks. One moment while I transfer your call.
God, you can't have any small talk with those things. You're just so mechanical, right? The minute you try to tell one of those computer phone machines how you doing, it's like...
I understand you.
Yeah. How rude, right? If Bill Gates were to do it, it would be Siri, and you could have a whole conversation with it like Siri. It'd be awesome. They hung up. No answer. Hey, that would be cool. A Siri-powered voice prompt menu, I think. Why doesn't someone do that? They should license that
out. Actually, they're 1 hour behind me. I thought they were two. They're one. I need that confirmed now.
Oh, okay, well, here's the Chevron station. They should be open, right, buddy? Chevron gas station.
They'll be open. Hey, did that person ever call in that we talked about earlier?
In person. No. What's his face? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
DJ Glowworm.
DJ.
Old school friend of ours. He was around this afternoon. He was interested in being on. He was going to join on Skype. Yeah. I'm still waiting for Glow. Glowworm.
Oh, shit. We ought to call him, dude.
I don't have his phone number, Pendejo. What am I going to call him on? With my ass? Oh, you have him?
I think it's
Mobile's
one.
Hi, this is Carolyn. How can I help you?
Yeah, when I go there, what am I supposed to pump the gas with, my ass? Huh?
I'm sorry?
Am I supposed to pump the gas with my ass? What am I supposed to do? I stood there waiting for someone to come and help me.
When was this, sir?
About 2 hours ago. What am I supposed to do? Come do my asshole? Huh?
Sir, if you'd like to talk to my manager, you're more than welcome to call back, but I am not going to take that kind of language over the phone. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You don't hang up. Oh, sorry.
What the hell?
I love talking with food in my mouth. These crackers are so funny.
Dude, that was totally uncalled for, man.
It's so funny when I talk with these crackers in my mouth. I do that during these... daytime shows I do sometimes, and it's fucking hilarious. Milkman, I wish you'd wake up for a daytime show.
Dude, you never let me know in advance. I'm usually available lately.
I do them early.
Well, you gotta let me know in advance, like a few minutes.
Hello, we are not available now.
Now they don't want to answer, Milkman. Now they don't want to answer. Now we got to call and cancel the Indian order. Hang on. It's nice and ready already. It's probably getting cold, Milkman. It's been like a good 15 minutes. Holy shit, Milkman. Come on.
You're supposed,
Put it on the big board and remind me. Here we go. Indian place that we ordered chicken biryani. No. Vegetable biryani and garlic naan.
Damn, my bandwidth's horrible. You're just like splattering.
Oh, that's a piss poor connection. I'll try it again. Milkman, yeah, you kind of dropped out in the middle of that one call recently. But you sound okay. I think you just dropped again.
Philip on the news?
Yes, yeah. I had called to make an order.
Oh, yeah?
Vegetable biryani and what else?
And one garlic gun?
Yeah, is that ready?
Yeah.
Is it all wrapped up and packed up and everything?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to cancel.
It's getting wrapped up right now, actually.
I want to cancel.
Oh, you want to cancel?
I don't want that food. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Disgusting right. People, banchued food. I don't want that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to eat it.
Okay.
Well, you're not upset that I'm not going to eat it.
Okay, no
problem.
What
do you mean, okay, no problem? It's just we have a problem. Listen, what is this? Come on, be upset. Fuck, man, that was a big setup and work and all that shit. Let me call back and get someone else. That pisses me off. How does he not care? Oh, okay. This is supposedly, it was an angry Indian place. Very angry. Well.
All right. I'm going to try and send this thing to you. Tell me, how in the fuck do you send it, damn it?
I don't know. Are you in a cell phone or a computer?
No, I'm going to send it to you through your Skype thing.
Yeah. Hot potato.
Hello, Vincent.
Yeah, did I just talk to you about canceling order?
No, it was another person.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that order that I got, I don't want it, you know? I'm not going to eat it.
So you want to cancel the order?
Yeah, because did you already have it ready?
Yes.
All right, yeah, I can't, because I don't like Indian people, you know?
Okay, no problem.
There's really not a problem? You're not mad? Why are you not mad?
No.
Why not? Why not mad?
I like it.
Oh, well,
I will eat it.
You will eat? Oh, can I make an order? Another order?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to make it? Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
One banchud?
I don't understand.
One mater chod? You understand, you stupid asshole. You know what I'm saying. Go away. You know, just sit there and listen if you want. I don't care. If you want to sit there and just listen to me, whatever. Go ahead. I got other people to call. Real people. Angry people. You know? So what's it going to be? Shit, I don't even know who I'm calling, Milkman. The number you sent me.
Did you get that number I sent to you?
Is that Glowworm? Yeah, cool.
Okay. That could be DJ. That was one of the numbers I had. I got one more to try.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
No answer there. Hey, Indian restaurant.
All right, try this one then. This is the other one I think is recent. These last two. I haven't called him for a while.
Hello, Indian restaurant.
Better check it when it's in there.
Hello, Indian restaurant. They got us connected, but they're not saying anything. Let me hang up on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got the second number there? Okay, I'll call it here. Just a minute. Hang on. Let me reorganize myself. That's a hospital, but I don't want to call. Let's see. Did Lonesome send me? Yes. Lonesome has sent me numbers. He's doing the work for me. That is great. Here we go, starting out with Priya Indian Cuisine. Priya. Maybe it's Priya. I don't know. I really don't like this vegetarian Indian food thing, you know? I should have known from the beginning. When it's vegetarian, they're usually like really chill, laid back, you know? Nothing gets me mad. I don't eat animals. That.
Hello, Priya Indian Cuisine.
Is this a stupid vegetarian place or real Indian food?
Yeah, we serve vegetarian.
Only vegetarian?
No, not only vegetarian.
Okay, shut up. I want to make an order.
Okay.
One chicken biryani.
Okay.
Do you have tandoori?
Yes.
Do you have vegetable tandoori?
We don't have vegetable. We have chicken, lamb, and shrimp.
Chicken then?
Okay.
One papadoms?
Okay.
Okay, one banchod?
Sorry?
One banchod?
No, we don't have that.
Okay, one matarchod?
We don't have chaat.
No chaat for anyone? Do you have chaat?
No.
Can I come in front of you?
You can.
I come in front of you when I see you?
Okay. See you then.
Do you have nice dark skin or are you light skin? They have no chaat, Milkman. No chaat. No fuck. They don't have any fuck. But they make babies. So like Quakers over there. They don't make fuck. Big Baz reminding us to save UK numbers for him. You got it, man. No problem. Here is the Kathmandu kitchen. I don't know. Is that Indian or African? I thought Kathmandu was in Africa. I guess it's an Indian machine.
Nepal.
Oh, that's stupid.
Did you call that number?
The other one? Hang on. I don't want to bother.
I think you're calling Kathmandu Kitchen and Davis. Yeah. How can I help you?
I don't want to bother you or nothing.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to bother you. I want to make an order.
I can't understand you.
Maybe because your shit is too loud over there. It's too loud.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
And then step outside. Whatever, fuck that guy. Fuck his loud place. Fuck his busy, successful business and his music. All right, let me call that. I just don't want to bother him. You don't think we're bothering him, right? Milkman, by calling him? No? Okay, good. Here's the second number for DJ Glowworm.
It's all right, dude. We'll give him a call, dude. If not, then no problem.
Well, I'm going to blame it on you if he's like, I'm busy taking a shit.
I'll tell him it's your fault, dude.
I would love to have...
Forced me.
I would love to have a cola...
Everybody heard it.
A cola-flavored jello. Oh, wow. Hey, is that DJ Glowworm? Is this a bad time to talk to you?
Hello, everybody. This is Cleveland Brown.
Hey, what's going on, Glow? How you been, man?
What's up, man?
Is it a bad time? Milkman was insisting that I call your cell phones because you didn't show up on Skype.
He twisted my left nipple and made me do it. I'm telling you, Glow.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, he's... I don't know. He's a cold glow worm. Come on. Maybe he's with a lady friend. I don't know.
No, I had just left her. She's at home.
Oh,
I'm at my house.
Good.
Hey, boy.
Good work, man. I'm calling Chinese restaurants. Feel free to jump in if you want, all right? I don't know if you got time. Well, here we go.
Okay.
Chinese restaurant. What? There's a exclamation point in this number. Lonesome. Come on, man. Get with it, man. Get with the program, Lonesome Loser. Here we go. I'm giving him shit. You good, man? You good? Everything's all right?
Yeah, my phone might die.
Well, there you go. That's all right. If you got to go, you can go.
Full on Chinese restaurant?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to make an order.
For pickup?
For toilet.
For delivery?
In the bathroom, yeah? Do you have a bathroom there?
Yeah, we do.
Does this have a table in there? Can I put a table in there? I don't like people to look at me dirty, like peasants and Chinese people. I don't like them to look at me when I'm eating my food.
Wait, what are you talking about, sir?
My house is being sprayed for potato bugs, so I have to have dinner at a restaurant tonight.
And
I don't like it when people watch me when I'm eating, especially like Asian, Chinese people. They kind of scare me, you know, the way their bone structure and cheeks and stuff like that is. It kind of scares me, you know, but I love your food.
So do you want to come?
Is there a place where I can be enclosed where I can eat in private and no one has to watch me?
I don't think I have a room like that.
Do you have a bathroom, though?
Yeah, but...
Listen,
how can we serve you in the bathroom?
I'll do a to-go order, and then I can go wherever I want to eat it. I'll go to your bathroom.
Yeah, I think so.
I come pick it up, and then does your bathroom have a lock from the inside?
But that's a customer need to use it.
I'm a customer. I'm going to use it.
Yeah, but if you like sitting inside and eating it, and then how can I and the customer use it?
They can go to another bathroom.
We only have one.
Well, if they knock
one
on,
is for male and one is for female.
Well,
so.
if they knock on the door, then I'll open, and if they look like they're okay and they're just doing number one, then they can come in. But no number twos.
How can I control it, sir?
I can. I'll just say, please, no number twos. I'm eating in here, please. Only number one only. That's it.
Okay, let me ask my manager first.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Big debate over there now. Oh shit.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey.
Yes.
Hey, how are you? Yes.
Help you?
Yeah, I wanted to make an order.
Yeah.
I was talking to the other guy already.
Okay. You want a poo or what?
I want a what?
Pardon me?
What do you mean I got to poop? What? No, no number twos. Number ones only.
You want a poo what?
Yeah, but I want to eat it in the bathroom.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
We don't share the restaurant inside. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's for eating, too.
Oh, no. We don't serve it. Sorry.
Ching Chow Chow Meow.
No. We don't serve it. Sorry.
Do you have Ching okay. Chong Chow Meow? Okay. Good. There you go. Glowworm dropped off. I can only presume that his cell phone battery
you?
Died.
Oh, shit. His battery must have died. Damn it.
I told you he wasn't ready, Milkman. Maricón. It's all right. Number two is, no number two is Milkman, just number one is in the bathroom there, the Chinese place. The first guy was funny. The second guy was like, but the first guy was pretty funny. Just so the wheels were spinning in his head. The gears were turning. Like, well.
I'm really thinking about what we discussed earlier, dudes. I don't know, man. This is ridiculous. No bandwidth shit, dude. This is just fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, man. Yeah, you keep coming in and out. You sound fine. But I can see when you drop out.
I'm most times staying muted because I'm hearing on my side real fast, like a tape recorder going. So I know it's packet, packets catching.
Now wait a minute, Are you using Android Skype or on the laptop?
No, I'm just tethering, dude. I'm just using mobile bandwidth to tether, man, and I'm using everything through the PC.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's on the PC. Okay, that was my first guess, because the app, it's really a piece of shit, that Skype app for Android. I heard the Windows mobile phone, which no one has anyway, but their Skype for that is really good. The Skype app is good.
I want to ask you something. Have you heard anything about this new thing there they call the Surface?
Yeah. Yeah, the Surface tablet. Yeah, what about it?
I mean, I don't know that much about it, dude. Like, I'm really, I used to be very current, as you well know, because I subscribe to all the mags, but I don't. So now, and I didn't know anything about that much about it, anything like the start. Are they all like around $399 or something like that to start out?
There's an ARM processor version I think is cheaper. And there's a Pro version, and I think there's three different levels of it. $399 sounds about right, because they're keeping it competitive with the iPad and the
because they don't want iPads to be less expensive. So
I'll tell you I'd wait, because I know they just announced the new Surface tablets and they weren't that impressive compared to the first generation, which were okay, but they were first generation hardware. I would never jump right into it. I'd always wait till like the third generation or second. The second wasn't that impressive. A, B, Microsoft did buy out Nokia. A month ago? After they did that, I know HP and Dell and all the other, third party hardware guys, completely dropped, support for the touch, Microsoft touch, for tablet UI, because they don't want to compete because Microsoft basically has become a hardware company, for tablets now. And they're not going to compete with a Microsoft, so they're not going to be making it. So there should only probably be, it's going to be like Apple. Apple makes their own hardware. Microsoft's going to be making their own tablet hardware, probably the phone hardware too, under the Nokia arm, the assets that they gained.
No one's going to make this touch except for...
Starting in a few, whenever the next cycle comes up, by this time next year, because the Surface tablet, the new one, Generation 2 announcement was, I want to say, 3 weeks ago. If you want to see what they're like, go to YouTube and look up, Microsoft Surface announcement 2013. It just happened like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think. They showed off the new hardware and you know, whatever is new. I think Microsoft right now is, they're in a state of flux. Steve Ballmer is leaving as CEO. Some people are wanting Bill Gates to come back as CEO. That's apparently he's been showing up a lot more on the campus at Microsoft at Redmond. There's a rumor he's going to come back as CEO. I think the guy that they got from Nokia, who is a former Microsoft person, that Elop guy, he might also become CEO. That's the second choice, the second runner. The Nokia thing is a big thing for Microsoft. What I'm trying to say is I would stay away from Surface right now. It looks cool, but it's still early hardware, and Microsoft is running with
the
ball.
They're the only ones doing it. No one else is utilizing this part of the OS.
They were until now. Until Microsoft bought out Nokia last month, there were other players. I think, I want to say HP was making them. I want to say Dell. I think Asus.
Toshiba? Is Toshiba making them? Because they've had some of the best touch stuff for even since the XP days.
I don't know. You'd have to see. I don't think Toshiba really does anything much with touch right now. The big touch players are HP.
Dude, have you ever seen a Toshiba, one of them like 10-inch ones? They have the rotating. Those have been done since XP days.
Yeah. I've seen them.
That worked with Media Center.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them. It was kind of gimmicky back then. Now it's a little more practical. But I don't know. Like I said, I know someone that has a Surface. He loves it. It's got the clicky keyboard and this and that and the nice UI and all.
I like a keyboard you attach. Is it attached or is it a Bluetooth or what is? I don't know that much about. That's why I'm asking, because like
I
only heard about it recently, and it might be something coming up in my future. So I was trying to get an idea of which is the best direction with this.
Physically, Milkman, it's a magnet attachment, a very strong magnet. I don't know how it communicates with the device. I think it's via Bluetooth. I think it's a wireless Bluetooth connection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. You'd have to find out. You know what, Milkman, if you live near San Francisco, just go to...
I was going
to
say, I need to go into a... Where do I got to go to play with one of these fuckers?
The best...
Best Buy?
Best Buy has them, but probably the best would be go to the micro... There's Microsoft stores in the major markets, and I'd be really surprised if San Francisco didn't have one, because that's a...
Well, fuck, if they don't got one, they ought to be shot in their ass then if they got store, man, because there should be someone. Okay, well, all right.
I know New York has one. I know they're few and far in between, but the Microsoft stores are out there. I would be remiss to... I would be really shocked if San Francisco did not have the actual brick and mortar. But that's where you want to go. For a while, you could only buy it in their Microsoft store, and then they found Best Buy didn't want to carry it, and then they relented and they started carrying it. Something like that. I don't know. Microsoft store, San Francisco. Let's see.
Oh, dude, that's not cool, man. They can't fucking lock up the hardware like fucking bullshit. That's just, that sucks.
It's on Market Street, Milkman. It's there.
Market Street, where at? Oh, I know Market Street.
Yeah,
hey, man.
There you go. Go down to Market Street, get yourself a nice, I don't know, whatever the special sandwiches there with the fish that everyone knows about. Get that and a nice lemonade.
Hello, you've reached Microsoft at Westfield San Francisco Center.
They're probably closed.
Hello, you've reached Microsoft at Westfield San Francisco Center. We're not open right now.
Yeah, they're closed already. But there you go, Milkman. There's your
All door. Right. All right, then I'm heading over there, man.
See you later.
I'll holler when I'm out front, dude.
You got to stand in line for like 2 days. 2 days in line, Milkman.
There you go.
Just like Apple Store.
Well, I'll camp out over here, so that way I'll be ready.
Yes. Remember Tim Searcy? He got prank called here recently by the Madhouse Boys. Remember him from the American Telemarketers?
Tim Searcy, I've heard of this guy. I know Nunu is like totally in love with this guy. So he is a character right here from the Madhouse. He's well beloved.
All right, here's another Indian restaurant. Why not? Right, it's all we got to go with. Look, man, I found this really angry Chinese place in Florida back in Orlando. I called.
Good evening, Karma.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm going to make an order. No small talk.
Sure.
All
what
right.
can I get for you?
One chicken biryani.
Mm-hmm.
One papadoms.
Okay.
One pilau rice.
Mm-hmm.
Three vegetable machines.
What is that?
Three vegetable machine.
Machine?
Yeah.
I don't think we have that.
Oh. Okay, one sister.
And do we have that?
Do you have sister?
No, we don't.
Oh, do you have brother, younger brother? 12
brothers, years? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, younger brother, one younger brother to come in front.
All right.
And I'm going to throw an apple at him.
You're going to throw or you're ordering?
I'm going to throw an apple at him and pull down his pants and put a banana in there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, ooh, look, find the banana, Donkey Kong, you know, and I'll put it in.
All right.
And then I'll say Banchud, and I'll spin around in a circle.
All right.
I'll say Banchud, Banchud, and I'll, with my arms flailing out, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'll flap my arms like a pelican.
Like I'm, all right.
You know how a pelican tries to fly, but it can't? It's like, duh.
No, I don't know, because I'm not crazy.
Oh, flamingo. You know flamingos can't fly, but they try because they're so stupid?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that's how good your food is.
I know. That's how good your mind is also.
Now, what about Betty Chod?
That's how good your brain is.
There's a new street. The new thing to say is Betty Chod. We
I know. It's called goodbye.
Oh, that one. That's a good one. Goodbye. Yeah, Milkman, now they've replaced Matterchod and Banchod. Now people say Betty Chod on the Madhouse Network. I got to get with the times. Snappy Snap. We lost Milkman. He dropped during that call. Milkman, but I'm...
Listen, you know
the Madhouse boys, the guys on Madhouse. Now they say Betty Chod. Apparently it's even worse than Matterchod or Banchod. Yeah, and I've been hearing it. And some of these Indian people are like, son of a bitch, fucking, like they say, fuck you, asshole, like that, son of a bitch. Yeah, they get really mad. And yeah, you can imagine why you would. Here's the
brother fucker. Yeah, damn.
Man.
Hey.
12-year-old.
Hey.
Hey, Katie K. You know, he's back. He's doing shows.
Is he?
He plays 10 pranks he did 10 years ago. And mm-hmm. then he smokes a cigarette really slow. God, don't you? Yeah, remember I used to listen to KDK and he would light a cigarette and he would stop talking. There'd be mm-hmm. no music, nothing playing. You just hear him. Oh, God, it sounded so gay. Like, it's such a gay thing to do. You know how gay people just huffing, love.
He's huffing something, all right.
You know those gay people that really love their cigarettes, you know? Like, they just like, oh, like when they smoke a cigarette, they inhale it.
Is it really stick deep. Shape? Is that it?
I don't know. There's some gay dudes that really smoke the fuck out of some cigarettes, man.
They must like a sticular shape, man.
They usually have a Freddie Mercury mustache, too.
Oh, hell, man. They look like Mario.
Yeah. It's Super Mario. With the cigarette.
Hello, Sabiato. Can I help you?
There was a man there. He was smoking a cigarette. Outside. Huh? There was a man smoking a cigarette outside. And he works there. What's that about? Hello?
What is it?
There was
Where are you calling from?
There was a man working there, and he was smoking a cigarette outside. I saw him. I saw him.
Fuck you too,
monkey. An asshole. He's like, don't you talk about smoking cigarettes.
But if you could have listened, you could have heard him coughing in the background. I tried to mute it.
Don't you talk about my cigarettes, motherfucker. He probably does it. It's like, fuck you. Those Indians take smoking seriously.
Shit. Now you my asthma is going, Jack.
You don't trample on their right to smoke.
Time to get the vape, baby.
The one airline from India, they let you smoke on it. There's a few of those out there, like Middle East and Asia, South Asia and stuff. Yeah. It's like, you smoke all you want, motherfucker.
Here we go.
I know someone who went to Cuba on a trip. He was a journalism major. He went to the Bahamas first, and then from there he bought the ticket. It was on a Soviet airline. That was like Russian. It was a Soviet plane. He said you could see the nails sticking out of the wing, like where they just kind of did patch jobs to fix it. An old Soviet airplane, the airline. And he said you were allowed to smoke. And he said everyone fucking smoked on that plane. It was like, he said it was like walking like into like a fucking, you ever been to like one of those receptions at a church, like a bingo hall, and everyone's been smoking in it? And it's like,
oh shit. Yeah, man. I used to, yeah, actually I used to work for a fire department back in the day when.
God, I hear you, Milkman. I remember once I went to a wedding reception. I was like 10 years old. It was at, It was at the church bingo hall. The couple got married at the Catholic church that we went to, and then in the bingo hall was a reception, and we were there. And those motherfuckers were smoking so much. And I was like 10 years old, so I kept bouncing inside and outside. Like, I would go outside, and we're all playing basketball, and then we came in, you know, drink some water or whatever, hang out and stuff. And it was like swimming in a fucking pool of cigarette smoke. It was so disgusting. God, man. Those old fucking people, old fucking...
I know, dude. Knights old people really are into the cigarette smoking, yeah. Dude. Big
back in the 90s, yeah. The 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah, this was in the 90s. Yeah, because I was working in the fire department.
It was a bunch of fucking, like, Knights of Columbus old fucking people. And they're all these Knights of Columbus fucking members and their fucking wives. Big Italian noses.
Give me a hit of oxygen. Give me a cigarette, you know?
Oh, my God. I was smoking that fucking... You didn't have to smoke a cigarette. All you had to do was walk. I remember, like, saying, I'm going to keep walking in. It's so cool. It's like I'm smoking. Me and my friend were saying, it's like, yeah, you know, we're 10 years old. We can act like we're smoking. We just got to walk in here and get the buzz. And literally, we could feel the cigarette buzz. We'd go outside. I was like, whoa. It was like HD versus, like, you know, SD TV.
Oh, it
looked so, like, God. That was fucking nuts. That was a good time.
That was the cloud days, man.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the numbers, back to the prank calls. Big Lonesome Loser sending in many numbers. Here's Nan and Curry. Nan and Curry. Nan being a kind of bread, curry being a kind of spice. And you make soup or like a... For a meat kind of broth. Man, I want some Indian food. Milkman, maybe tomorrow I'll get some Indian food. It's payday, you know? Maybe get some nice, healthy Indian food. Some vegetable biryani, you know? Some tofu. I ain't gonna be on much longer, man. I just... Oh, it's really loud there.
Hello?
It's really loud where you are. It's loud.
How may I help you?
You're fucking loud.
Hello?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck her in her loud place. I don't want to talk to her. Kanishka Cuisine of India Machine. There we go. Yeah, Milkman. I'm going to get... What's that Indian meat that's like red? You know what I mean? The meat comes out all like red. It's got a lot of saffron in it, right? Is that what they're using when they do that saffron shit?
You talking to me?
Yeah, what Indians, when they get that all that red
meat. Tandoori. Tandoori.
It's a tandoori, but it's a saffron in it, right? Is there saffron in it?
I think it's saffron.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I want to make an order, Spanky.
Okay, what would you like?
Spanky?
Sorry?
Spanky.
Spanky? I think you dialed some wrong number, you know?
Listen,
this
is stupid people Indian food. I want to make an order.
Okay, what would you like?
One vegetable biryani.
Okay, how spicy?
Number 5.
Okay.
Number 5. You didn't ask me what number 5 is.
I know that.
Are you being dismissive?
Sorry?
Number 5 out of 10, or what are you doing?
Out of 5.
Out of 5? And 5 is the hottest or the coldest?
Yeah, it's extra hot.
It's so hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about make it a 6? Can you make it a 6? Can you make
anything more you need?
Uh-huh. One garlic naan?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold the garlic.
Hello?
Hold the garlic. Hold no garlic. No garlic. Hello?
Hello?
One garlic naan. Hold the garlic, please.
Yes, I got that. You know, one garlic naan.
Okay. One banchud. Banchud.
What that?
Betichud.
Betimadichud?
No, betichud. Just betichud.
Huh?
Betichud. Listen, no. He said Teddy Madilon. Did you hear Teddy Madichut? My mother's.
Mix it
all up here. Pedro Maruchi.
You know what he said? He said my mother's pussy. That's what he said.
He was doubling back on us there, right? He said it.
I think I, what did I say? His sister's pussy? And he said, your mother's pussy? That's what he said. Teddy Maruchi. That's hilarious. I'm starting to understand what they're saying now.
Can I just come out
here? Teddy Maruchi, right? It doesn't mean my mother's pussy? Is that what you said?
Hey, who are you, man?
Oh, huh? This is Panjal.
Who?
Panjal.
Saluda Pata.
Yeah, I'm from Pakistan. How are you? He's like, fuck you. Fuck you, asshole. God damn. All right, moving right along.
Oh, my.
A little burnt down on the Indian stuff. All you hear on this station now is Indians, angry Indians, milkman, you know? I listen to...
They've come under our angle, dude, and they've got a lot of mileage out of it, I got to say.
Yeah.
You're still the master, but I mean, and you know...
I can't get upset.
There's a lot of emphasis with everybody using it daily. That's nothing but a tribute to you, my brother. But
yeah, but Milkman, I can't get upset. To be honest with you, it wasn't my idea originally. It's always been Jim Stewart was the first to do that shit.
No. It wasn't. It's not all our fault. But we have done quite a long ways with it, dude. I mean, we've taken it to another level, dude, and brought back even the masters into play. I mean, it's been masterfully done. I mean, we brought all the originals back, and here it still remains with all our brethren out there and sistren and everybody in the cistern. You know what a cistern is, right?
Yeah.
You know what a cistern is. You lived in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. You know what, Milkman? I forgot to start the YouTube video.
We're
like so far into the show. I'm... Like an hour and 40 minutes worth of show so far?
You know what? I didn't get messaged that the video feed was up, so...
No one made a big deal about the YouTube video being down, but now it's up. Hi,
okay, YouTube booby. Well, I'm going to be a little short, but that's all right, man.
Yeah.
You know, patch audio to it.
It's fixed now. Sorry, YouTubers. Just figured out that I wasn't broadcasting because a lot of people around here talk a lot of shit and don't do their jobs.
Your hat on, man? Dude, look at that. Look at the head on that house cat, dude.
The head on the house cat. Right. Whatever that means, Milkman.
Chloe. Wow. Dobby. Wow.
Dobby's stupid. Dobby didn't, he wanted to be in here, then I started coughing and he ran out like a little bitch. He's such a bitch.
Always the show cat, dude. He's the show cat, man. That's fucking.
He's a little fucking bitch. Hey, Brad Carter sent in numbers for people. He went to a pet grooming place, and I guess there was a sign-up sheet on the table for people to get holiday pictures, portraits of their dogs and cats. Why was Brad inside a pet grooming place, and does he groom his dog? That's gay.
Better call Dobby in now, man. He's the show cat, dude.
Yeah. But anyway, I digress. Listen, Milkman, we got this list of people who want to get the pictures taken of the dogs and the cats for the, what am I doing? I'm talking like fucking, Bill Cosby here. They want to get the pictures of the dogs and the cats. Right. That's what I got to do. Hang on.
That's right. Phil Albert.
I'll do a fucking,
You going to call my mouth, bro?
All right, let's call Amanda, who got some kind of stupid animal that she wants to get pictures taken of.
All right, Rudy!
That is funny, you know. People, you can't just leave sign-up sheets out in public anymore because some asshole like Brad Carter is going to take a picture with his cell phone and send it to us. Thank God it's us and not someone worse. It could be a pervert. It could be like Bookapoo or Polaris. They're perverts, you know? If Bookapoo and Polaris saw this, they'd probably jerk off on the sheet and everything, and they get caught.
I've reached mailbox number.
I'll call for demons, man, because they will respond.
Bookapoo jerks off. Oh, my God, phone numbers. Oh, yeah. It's
like Peyton Place.
I'll be the king of the phone losers.
It's called the posthum. Herbert. It's my ground.
I've reached mailbox number 5-4.
Now I have a bad image of Bookaboo jerking off over a fucking fold-up table.
Dude, you keep calling for demons, man. Don't bring these fucking clowns out of the closet, man. They're dead.
Jerking off over a fold-up
next
table.
Next thing you be calling that fat motherfucker, dude, and then you will have problems.
God, dude. That's fucking gross. Oh, baby.
That's some fucking funny ass shit.
All right. Quiet, Milkman. Shut up. Behave yourself.
I
just noticed.
I told him.
One side is day phone. The other side is evening phone. Let's call the evening phone side instead. Here's Jane. Jane. Big Jane. Mary Jane. I'm in love with her. She's my main thing.
I'm talking
Hi, I can't reach my phone right now, but you know what to do.
Because I'm too fat.
Thank you, bye.
She can't reach her phone because she's too fat. If she answers the second time, that's what I'm going to say to her. I can't reach my phone, I'm too big. Oh, piggy.
Hello?
Yeah, you couldn't reach your phone?
Who's this?
This is Eddie. I'm calling from the pet groomer you had put down for a holiday pet photography.
Oh yeah, in the November 14th or something like that.
Yeah, 21st.
Yes.
Look on your calendar, it's the 21st. The first thing is put that down on your calendar, because I can't have no shows, you know? It's bad. It's very bad and disrespectful. How many pets do you have?
I have 2 cats and 1 dog, but I want to do it for my dog.
You just want to do it for your dog? What breed is the dog?
Can you shout some on the phone?
Excuse me?
Hello?
How dare you?
I'm talking to my daughter.
Yeah, tell her to shut up. What kind of dog is it? What breed?
It's a chow mix.
It's a chow
she's
mix?
She's a little bit...
A little bit of an asshole, probably, yeah.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Better be alright. So I was thinking we can wrap up the chow. Let's see. I got here... Some tinsel, some copper tinsel. We can wrap it up really tight, you know, so that the chow gets out of hand. I can yank on the tinsel. Okay. Is it a
She's a good dog.
Is it a female?
Yes.
All right.
She's very good.
Okay. I got a picture. I'm picturing here in my head, we'll have the chow biting somebody and we'll have a picture taken of it. Yeah.
She doesn't bite.
No, but we'll make her bite. We'll slap her around. We'll hit her. We'll call you you stupid motherfucker. You will say that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to deal with you. You're a real asshole. Yeah, whatever. She's not going to get angry. She says, everything's great in my life. Well, fuck you, lady.
She's not going to be a part of the movie, obviously.
Obviously, she's not going to be a part of my special fucking coffee table book entitled Violent Dogs.
I know. That's extremely cool, dude. I like the cigar aspect that with the building ashtray, dude. That's awesome.
Please leave a message, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. Have a blessed day.
Don't fucking bless me, lady. Try her again. Fucking blessing me. I don't need that shit. Michael Scruggs has a GTA 5, a PLA Madhouse crew on Grand Theft Auto 5. And we're all invited to join it. It's in his mouth. Hello? 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 You answer the phone. You're not talking. Stupid. It's in his mouth. We're all invited to his party. Check that out if you have Grand Theft Auto 5.
Who's having a party?
Michael J. Scruggs of 128 Horse Machine Ranch Road, Seattle, Washington. His phone number is... Whoops. Here's Big Tammy or Jammy, something like that. I can't tell because of how bad her handwriting is, because she's probably on the cell phone, on the smartphone all the time, the iPhone, Milkman, you know. The smartphone all the time, chewing her bubble.
I'm never facing the phone, so I'm too busy to acknowledge your existence.
Smacking her chewing gum. Yeah, bitch.
I got a phone, and it's white. That makes me extra cool.
Please save a message, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can.
Sure you will, bitch. Try her again. I was going to buy a GTA 5, but I only have a PS3. I said I had to get it for PS3. I know Cobra's on there, but... And PSA Cobra's on there.
I got Grand Theft Auto 3 on my phone.
That's old. Old. You're old. Old, old, old.
It works pretty nice, too, once you use that controller I told you about.
You ever play this new game called Doom, Milkman? You should check it out. It's called Doom.
Dude, it really works good, man, because, like, you got rotating joysticks on either side.
Yeah. Dude, get that game Doom. It's awesome. It's the fucking bomb. I love it. I play it all the time,
all night.
This thing,
Wolfenstein, is the next thing, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, man.
You gotta look for it, dude. And
Cheetah Man for NES is good, too.
Man, you gotta go for the Mega God option, dude, and you can't be stopped. It's kind of like the Madhouse, you know.
Calling someone else.
Why are you playing some of my music, dude?
What?
Hello?
Is this Myria Herrera?
Yeah?
I'm calling from Holiday Pet Photography Machines. You had signed up for pet photography Thursday, November 21st.
Oh, for the pet photography?
That's what I said.
When?
That's what I said, yeah.
When is it?
It's Thursday, November 21st. You put it down on the paper. What's the problem?
Thursday, 21st. Okay, wait.
What's I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, honey.
Excuse me?
I don't know what you said because I don't speak Spanish, honey. Is this American?
Yeah, I'm translating to my brother because he's the owner of the dog.
Do your dogs speak English or Spanish? Because I have to give them commands.
No, how much is it for the
$5.
$5?
Yeah, digital $5. And if you want a print, it's $10. And for $12,
yeah.
For $12, I won't hit your dog.
For $12, and you won't hit my dog. What?
Well, sometimes you have to hit him to get him in place, you know, to shock him a little bit. So we like use a paper or like a little ball, and we hit him so that they stay in place for a few seconds to take the picture. But for an extra $12, it just makes it easier. But if you give us an extra $12, then we'll work around it. We'll work around it.
Okay.
Because if not, I'll hit the dog. Tell him I throw a baseball at the dog and I hit it so it stays in place. And then we snap the picture.
I don't know. That's right.
Honey, just translate it for your brother. Maybe he understands. Hurry up. Go.
Okay.
Okay. So, tienes que pagar $12 para si le tienen que pegar para que se quede quieto. Ya, yeah, para que se quede quieto como por ahí. Así, por segundos, para tomarle la foto. Y luego, o nomás $5 o $10 por la, para $10 si las quieres, si quieres que te toquen las fotos, y $5 por que tomar. Entonces, yo opino, I don't think he wants them anymore.
Tell him we're hooded with a garden hose. With a garden hose.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants.
All right.
Is that okay?
Did you want your? Is it a boy dog or a girl dog? Don't go.
No, but he doesn't want the pictures taken anymore.
Then we won't hit the dog. I won't hit the dog. I promise. No, please.
No, like he just doesn't want to because like I don't think he can that day.
Maybe I can take a picture of you. You stupid dog. You sound like a dog.
Is it okay if we cancel the date?
Now you want to cancel. I had it all day. Look, you're canceling at the last minute.
I'm just asking, can I?
No, you can't cancel. I'm going to charge you still.
How much are you going to charge?
Well, I'm charging you a cancellation fee, $25, plus the price.
$25?
Yeah, cancellation fee.
Si no vas a tomar las fotos, vas a tener que pagar $25.
Cancellation fee.
Okay, well, so that means, like, if we don't want to take them, we have to pay $25, but we just signed up. We didn't even, like, get anything. We just put our name on it, though.
The store had all your information on file. They gave me for all the customers already. So they're going to charge you, and they'll take you to, they'll put it on your credit and everything. And it's your name, not his. So you're the one that screwed up, you know?
We put a credit number in there?
I said it's your name, not hers, not his, so you're the one that screwed up. We'll take you to a credit and everything. We'll put it on your credit, negative credit history, if you don't pay it. Hello?
Okay, then that's fine.
Do you want to put it for a different date then, or are going to charge you like $50 more money for not doing it? Hello?
Are you, like, playing with me? Because that's just, like, hella messed up.
No, because, like, listen, you're...
We didn't even put anything down.
You signed up, and I put all the resource...
We did not.
I made time on the schedule and everything. I got prepared and everything. I talked to my wife about this, and you're canceling on me. That's not fair. That's not fair. It cost
me... Okay, who am I talking... Where... What store did we sign up in?
Petco.
Yeah,
don't be stupid. Come on. It's going to mess me up.
Did you call me stupid? Okay, I'm hanging up.
No, I said don't be stupid. You know, like, not, you're not stupid. Yeah, you're said. Now I give out the name of the place. Now I have to edit it out. I hate you, YouTube, and everyone else. Bass is calling, Milkman. Bass. Peck. Peck, asshole.
Ding, ding.
Hello?
Hello, is that Stephanie?
Stephanie's calling.
This is Eddie. I'm calling from Holiday Pet Photography Machine. You signed up for our Holiday Pet Photography Package. For Thursday, November 21st? Yes. Is that a male dog machine or a female dog machine?
I have a female.
A female? Okay. You don't have any males then?
No. I have a male cat.
You have a male. Is the cat going to get pictures also?
Uh-huh.
All right. And how big are the cat's sexual organs so I know for the lens?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because I have to make sure that it fits, I have the right lens, you know, for the sex, to accommodate for his sexual organ.
Okay, I don't. Hold on a second. I'm gonna check my husband because I don't see what his what anything that has to do with it. I mean, it would be a space I want.
It's a sexual organ. Though. It's natural. You don't have to be ashamed.
Who's calling in the first place?
Hi, this is Eddie. It's don't get don't.
To talk about, they're don't, talking about. I don't want to talk about.
Don't be stupid.
What's going on?
Listen, I need to know how big the cat's male cat's sexual organs are so I can get the right lens for the picture that
you're not taking pictures of my cat.
Just a dog? Okay, never mind. I guess that's not going down now. You're not taking pictures of my cat. Sexual organ. She wouldn't say it.
What a bird.
She's a Christian girl. She's not a dirty girl. That's not the kind of girl I want.
Hello?
Yeah. If you could just tell me.
I hung up because I have decided that this is a prank and I don't like
Listen,
it.
Listen, you signed
don't
up.
Call again.
There's a $25 cancellation fee. Oh, okay. He's a,
do you want me to talk to him as the supervisor?
No, we better not call again, Baz, because they're serious. He said it himself. Yeah. He's serious. You know, he said he's serious. Let's see if we have any more of those numbers. We finally got, you know, I've had these for about a month now. I'm glad they're still working.
Did you hear Brad's snowplow show where he called a few of those?
Did he call a few of them? Oh, fine.
Yeah, right. It was hilarious. He was saying that they have a rumor they're going to be doing pet porn and dogs on cats and cats on dogs.
Nice. Dog on cat. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That's the only way. That's the only way to go is dog on cat. The other way around. Be serious.
Yeah.
That ain't going to work. We got a voicemail here. We can play that. Let's see what the voicemail is. Let's see if it's police. I don't know what... I got to look at the area code. I'm not sure who it was. Let's find out. It's only 4 seconds long, so I thought there was a message. No, nothing left. We also got a number saying, don't know who you are, but I'm reporting you to the police. That came on a text message from someone who was angry at us. Again, do not know who you are, but I'm reporting this number to police. Just like that. All right, guys.
You're fucked now.
It's over.
Milkman
will take the blame. The show's registered under Milkman's name. I don't care. So... That's the only reason why I keep Milkman along is for his personal information. He'll take the heat. Let me go back to request a prank. Let's see if we got anything else there. Looks like we do. Thank you, guys.
Kenny, are you paying numbers? What?
Mike Oxlong says, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm planning on going back home to Los Angeles. Someone wants to pick up girls in Vegas on his way through to Los Angeles. I guess someone offering a ride for $30 for rides. I think it's another woman. I think it's a woman wanting to offer women rides. Says maybe we can get coffee. Getting really personal on this. Like, let's get coffee. You know, I'm very adventurous. Pretty easy to... What the fuck?
Pretty easy?
That's what I'm very easy to get along with.
Oh.
They're easy too. Yeah, I'm sure. I think it's a man, okay. Actually. I think it's... Oh, no, it's a woman. It's Maya. That's a pretty name.
Maya. So you just read the easy part. You didn't read the two below.
Yeah. In Killer Instinct 2, Maya was a character. She was shitty. She sucked. The computer AI played well with her, but she was hard to control and sucked.
What's the name, Maya? It's hot.
Hi, this is Maya. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me your number, or...
Shut up, you Kardashian bitch.
Yeah, Carlito, you know, that Filipino restaurant?
Yeah.
That sent you? Well, I'll tell you after you're done with this call.
As you answer, Maya. Man, I go for a baked potato right now. Ken, make me a baked potato. Come back.
Do you want cream on it?
Sour cream. You know what I heard? I heard the prank call we did to that one dude, and I made up the porno called Cream Street 2 that we were filming.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that the other day. I heard that, I think it was yesterday, or 2 days ago at work. I just pulled up a random Madhouse prank show that I did recently this year. It was on my SD card. It was like, yeah, Cream Street. I got that from somewhere. I got it from somewhere, but it said Ken was in the sequel to Cream Street, and somehow there was an African safari fucking scene in it.
Yeah, that was the producer.
Yeah. He's gonna be jerking off next to a lion in the savannah.
Yeah, it wasn't the kid that kept going, "You gotta be kidding me!
You gotta be kidding me!"
Hey, well, I stopped at this Filipino bakery that's right next to the restaurant that you tried calling.
Oh man,
you gotta call that bakery on the morning show.
Pineapple upside down.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, you had a story. That's right. Hang on, remind me. Pineapple upside down cake.
I'm busy. Call me back.
No answer there from the homemade Indian dress for fucking sisters that was sent in by Mike Osa. All right, so what was your story here, Baz? What did you have to
report? Yeah, okay. So there's this Filipino bakery that's just down the street from that restaurant you tried calling tonight. And so I stopped in there every now and then. They have killer pastries, American pastries. Mm-hmm. There's a drag queen that works there, Filipino drag queen. So I was ordering my pastry, and I heard this really effeminate voice going, "Hey, man, do you talk to my boyfriend today?" It was one of the bakers. He was talking about how he had just won a drag competition. And this guy is just flaming.
Oh, really?
And I'm trying to find out what his name is. I go in there, you know, about maybe once a week. And maybe I can get that number and we can try calling him and wonder if you're more loose sometime.
Yeah, we get some information because you got to be careful going there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call because I go in there, but I'll give you the number and the info.
So what, you can do it. What's with the Asians that like to be ladyboys? Like, that's like Thailand and the Philippines.
That's Thai. Yeah.
Ladyboy things out all the time, man.
Did you see the Hangover 2?
The what?
The Hangover. Part two, the second Hangover.
I've just seen the first one.
There's a hilarious ladyboy scene in that one. Oh. In Thailand. I won't spoil it. I'm
going to watch it. Jerk to it. All right, here is a 24-hour gym in Alaska. Get that number, Baz, quick.
Yeah, they're not open now.
You're chopping in and out too, Baz. I don't know if it's my end or your guys's now.
Yeah, try reconnecting.
Like, yep, yep. All right.
Thank you for calling Body Renew Fitness, Alaska and Oregon's premier fitness studio. Please listen carefully to the following options as they have recently changed. For billing inquiries and customer service, press 1. For membership, boot camps, fitness classes, and personal training.
Crackers.
Thank you for calling the administrative and customer service department for Body Renew Fitness.
That selection is incorrect. Please try again.
24-hour, my ass. Let's try a different one.
Hey, is my audio still choppy?
I don't know yet. We gotta keep talking for a little bit.
All right.
Sounds choppy, but I don't know. Again, we're early into the call. Keep you on. We'll see.
Alaska and Oregon's premier fitness studio. Please listen carefully to the following options as they have recently changed.
It's the same number.
For billing inquiries and customer service, press 1. For membership, boot camps, fitness class.
Same number. My bad. Here's a different one. Now this is a different one here. Come on up, bitch. Anyway, here we go.
I've been noticing I've got a big drop on my bandwidth lately.
Hmm. Maybe you have a tap. You got a bandwidth leak.
Hello.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Come on, Jim. Jim! Try him again. That Jim has an old school answering machine. I'm about done with this guy's number. Sorry, Mike Oxlong. Did what we could with them, but, you know.
Hello.
Hello. Mike
Hello.
Hello. All right. Turkey and Chicken. That's the name of the place. This person is selling turkeys and chicken. Tell him,
nice.
Tell him you need all the birds because your pit bull, Bruce, only eats live food. Question mark.
So, these are live turkeys and chickens?
Apparently, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've been slaughtered. I suppose you could also go ask if the birds have been properly fisted. All right.
Yeah, can I take this one?
Sure, yeah. This is in Arizona. Chicken and turkey machines. Here you go.
Right. Cool.
Take it away. Good luck. It's getting stuffy in this room. Time to open a window. And here we wait.
Hello?
Oh, I'm calling about the turkey machines.
About the what?
The turkeys, chickens. You have live turkeys and chickens for sale?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, you're messing up just a little bit.
No, how is it good now? Can you hear me?
No.
We still have all of them. Which ones were you interested in?
I'm interested in all of the chickens and the turkeys. And I want to know, are they slow chickens and turkeys? I need slow birds.
Slow birds?
Yeah, slow. Because I've got some vicious Rottweilers that I'm training as attack dogs, and I'm going to train them on the turkeys and the chickens to kind of work them up to faster targets. So I need them to be slow. We have a lot of people of dubious color that live around here. I'm trying to train my dogs, and so I'm trying to work them up to being fast at chasing their prey. So I want them to chase the turkeys and the chickens and attack them and kill them. So do you have a problem with that?
No. People can do whatever they want with them. Third brain, so.
Yeah, how much are they?
Well, we're asking $45 for the turkeys. They're royal palms. They're a really pretty bird. And then the chickens, depending on what breed you're interested in, which you probably don't care, but they're 15 to 30, depending on which breed.
Okay, so you're in Arizona, is that correct?
We are. We're in Vail.
Yeah, so we've got our training compound here, not too far away from that. So we're preparing for the coming of the next strike. So we want to train our dogs to be able to attack certain types of people.
Bitch.
Yeah. So we want to set them up. So can you deliver the turkeys, chickens to our compound?
Bitch.
Hmm. Well, I know that turkeys will probably fly away from them.
Bitch.
I don't know if they would.
They have shotguns too, so we need shotgun practice.
Bitch.
So they can shoot them while they're flying away.
Bitch.
Okay. Well, I guess that would work too.
Bitch.
Yeah. So tell me, have they been properly fisted?
Bitch.
Have they been what?
Properly fisted.
Bitch.
I don't know why you're breaking up.
Bitch.
It's because I'm a bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, because can you and your husband fist those turkeys and chickens for us?
Hello,
get
them
all loosened up.
This is
get them kind of scared.
Yeah, this is Commander Cross, and Baz is having a bad time with his telephone. Listen, he's calling because he needs a chicken and a turkey. He likes to throw the chickens and the turkeys out for his pit bull to catch them. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And the pit bull, like, grabs the chicken and it abuses them, you know? It rapes the chickens and then it picks it up by the neck and, like, breaks the neck and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we let the dog fuck the chicken for a little while longer and then we cook it. We clean it. Hello?
That's right.
I'm listening. I'm sorry.
It's a delicacy.
Are there two different people on the line?
No. We let the dog fuck the chicken, then we cook the chicken.
No, there are no Jews on this line.
Yeah. It's called cream-filled chicken.
Well, you guys made... I don't know. Our chickens are more of a...
Are they bitches and hoes?
What do you mean?
Fuck yeah.
Are your chickens bitches and hoes?
They're straight run. I don't know if that's what you're asking. There's males and females.
No.
So they're straight? Gay chickens.
A female chicken is a bitch. You know how they say that?
In our order, we call them bitches and hoes.
Actually, the truth is, Bess, I don't know if you knew, but a female chicken is a hen. You should look that up.
Oh, it is?
That's on Wikipedia. Yeah, it tells you.
Oh, okay.
The hell you say?
Yeah.
A male chicken is a stud. Yep, it's cool stuff, man. Oh, it's amazing.
I should pick up a book now and then.
You know a baby goat is a kid? Think about it.
No way.
Yeah, and if you spell live backwards, it's evil.
So it's a female dog.
Yeah, you got bad audio problems, Baz. Why? Go kick your wife or something.
Right in her fucking teeth.
Tell her, bitch, better have my money. We got the number.
Better now?
This is funny. Yes. No. I don't know. I don't know. Lonesome sent in a number for Shark Lounge where they had a raid there, right? Like the week before I left to Florida. Left Florida for Pennsylvania. I was in Daytona Beach. I was like, I'm going to go to Daytona Beach one last time before I move to PA. And I went by Shark's Lounge. Shark's Lounge had been the strip club that had been there since like fucking... Since I was a kid, since I was like in middle, like in elementary school, I was like the fucking strip club on the big stretch there at the beach. And they were well known for, they had a liquor store next door. They were well known for letting you buy liquor if you were underage. And they would also let you in, without checking your ID. And all the clubs there were 21 and up and there would be like 16, 17 year olds there. Anyway, I went by and sure enough, they were getting raided. When I took my flight, you know, I landed and I was checking like the local news in Orlando. The day of my flight, you know, they had all the mugshots of all the strippers, and I think I recognized one of them from high school. It's really fun. Anyway, who cares, right? Let's just call them.
That's what's up.
Shark Lounge.
Hey, you remember in 2010 when the cops came and that guy was jerking off?
No.
That was funny, yo. It was really funny. Of course, not going to talk about it. Anyway, Latin Connection. Anyone want to talk to Latin Connection? Ken? Baz?
Actually, you know, my bandwidth is looking okay by speed test right now. Maybe it's just a Skype Jew.
Yeah, let me redo the call. How about that? All right, I'll redo it.
Skype is a Jew?
Skype is a Jew. Hang on. All right, we'll do this.
Fucking Skype.
Don't take it easy. It might be my fault. Maybe it's all my fault. Hey, here's what I'll do. I'll play a prank call. I'll swallow this cracker before I start coughing again. Oh, Jesus. And I'll be right back. Here's a call that Nunu sent us back in 2005, since Tim Searcy just recently got caught, or prank called, rather, by somebody. I don't know who it was exactly. This is right up the alley. This is the American Telemarketers Association. I think this might be Tim Searcy himself, but this is an older, prank call, having to do with that. I'll be right back after this and we'll play that, okay? All right. If I can find it, what did I do with it? Oh, shit. There it is. Here's Jack Nicholson.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello? How you doing?
Doing just fine.
That's correct. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Do you realize that I work at home? Do you like to be interrupted when you are lancing around?
Okay, you're losing me here. I don't understand. Tell me how I can help you, and I will do my best to help you.
Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I'm still lost on this phone call. I'd be more than happy to satisfy either your curiosity or your inquiries or any comments or concerns that you have. But I don't know if you reached the company that you were trying to reach or if there was a mistake in your effort. This is the American Teleservices Association, and I am the manager of membership development here. We do not do any telemarketing here, so we did not call anyone's home to try to solicit any type of product or service. So if there's a complaint, then you might want to share that with me, and I might be able to guide you in the appropriate direction. Now, did I help you?
I'd appreciate if you would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Okay. That's not a problem. I served over in the desert as well, so I can...
You ever served in an infantry unit?
Yes, I have. 724th Infantry Division, Charlie Company, Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Oh, shit.
What can I do for you?
Ever served in a forward area?
Maybe not right up front, but I definitely have seen the ugliness that comes along with war.
That's correct. Ever put your life in another man's hands?
Yes, I have.
Asked him to put his life in yours?
Yes.
So be it.
So what can I do for you, sir?
Can I ask you a personal question?
You most certainly can.
Why aren't you at work?
I am at work right now.
What happened to your queer party friends?
I'm sorry?
What is your point?
I'm still trying to figure out what it is that I can do to help you.
What do you want to discuss now?
I'm sorry?
Your favorite color? What are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
It certainly is, but I took an inbound call from you, and I'm just trying to figure out where does this, how do we correlate our conversation so that we can both understand what this communication is all about, sir. If you can help me with that, then I might be able to direct you right now.
I'll answer the question.
All right. I'm waiting.
You have to ask me nicely.
What can I do for you as the manager of membership development for the American Teleservices Association?
I'll answer the question. My answer is I don't have the first damn clue.
All right. I understand. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, what a piece of shit from Nunu. Thank you. I think we're all reconnected.
We are reconnected.
Thank you, Nunu, for that piece of shit. That was pretty good. Here's a towing company. Yeah.
A towing company?
Yeah.
Astro Towing.
Yeah, this is Big TV. Can you get it downstairs, please?
Excuse me?
I want you to get the downstairs, the TV, downstairs into the basement.
This is a towing company, sir.
Hello? Yeah.
Do you want me to haul a TV downstairs?
Yeah. You know, tow it down, wrap, put some bungee cord on it, and pull it down the stairs.
Okay, but our trucks aren't going to fit inside.
All right. No, it's just manpower. Don't be silly. How are you going to put a truck inside the house? Is there a man I could talk to? Maybe that's the problem.
Excuse me?
Don't you dare hang up, you little hussy. Is there a man I can talk to?
No.
What about Jeff?
He's not here.
What's he doing? Is he fucking his wife?
I don't understand what you want, so you're not making sense.
Is Jeff porking his wife or his guma? You know, does he have a guma? You know?
Okay, so you want a TV moved? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I want a towed, for lack of a better term. Towed down to the basement. Yeah.
We're too high to move it ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to watch. I want to watch Three Stooges downstairs. You know.
We got quite the pulley system set up.
Yeah, we got Fish music playing in the background. Fish with a PH.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our trucks aren't going to go in and haul a TV out of your house into the basement.
I don't need you to bring a truck. I need you to bring a man. A man, first of all, not a woman.
No, our trucks do the work.
I'll give you money. I'll suck.
Yeah, but you have a man that operates the truck, right?
You need to call a moving company then.
I'll suck your dick. Your dick.
Goodbye.
Bye, Allison. All right. Cool.
but only the tip, right?
I like it when you call him a hussy.
Let's see. That,
it's funny.
Under my breath.
Astro telling.
They have a big clit I can suck on. Is that what it is? Is that why you're confused?
So
I'm not confused.
Big fat clitoris.
I'll motorboat her beef curtains. I'll do it.
Listen, don't just sit there.
But she's got some big floppers, too.
Just sit there fanning your vagina. Talk to me.
You have a good night, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Hey, we'll suck on your floppers.
Continue to fan her vagina. She will do. All right, good.
You should have heard some of the crazy shit we did last Friday, Carlito, doing the surveys.
Yeah, how'd those surveys go?
Damn. Oh, they were fucking hilarious. This one girl, we got around, she would not get off the phone. I started asking her shit like, if a man or woman develops an emotional relationship with their dog, should they be able to engage in sexual congress with them?
Congress.
And the girl's like, oh, no, you shouldn't be able to do that. And I'm like, well, I'm not talking, like, unprotected sex. I'm talking with a condom, not barebacking it and shit.
Yeah.
No, I still don't think you should do that.
who's she to judge? God. The fucking Jews did it in the desert back in the day, in the days of the Bible. Well, then they got killed. Girth and Klopp sends in a number in Wisconsin for Carly, who lives above a bar called The Hutch. And she lives alone. She will pick up and have fun with her. Oh, yeah, we'll have fun with her.
Fuck yeah.
Make her air tight. Yeah.
Sounds like a dirty girl.
Yeah.
I get the ears.
Air tight, you need three guys. Three holes, three guys. Air tight. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got three guys here.
Milkman 2. Milkman can film it. We're good. Well, Milkman can ride the train too, right? We can swap out.
Yeah, we can play musical chairs.
Yeah, because you know that way you light and it lasts longer. Right when you feel like you're gonna get there, and you like, hey, Milkman, here, take over.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 414.
So much for that airtight plan. Here, we'll try her again.
No, she's probably getting airtight right now.
Yep. With two guys, though.
Milkman's still having trouble with the call.
You have to cover one of the holes. If you got two guys. You can do it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, big girl? How are you, Carly?
What?
Yeah, hey, Carly, how are you, big girl? Big Carly, how are you?
I can't understand you.
I got Baz on the line, and Ken, we wanted to make you airtight.
Hey.
Frog some beans.
Look. Make you airtight.
Can we make you airtight?
What?
We wanted to make you airtight, you know? You ever get down like that?
It's awesome.
No.
Do you know how you do that?
Oh, you're calling from Oregon?
Yeah, to make a girl airtight, you have to use three men.
Yeah, you're 3,000 miles away from me.
No, so. No,
this is our cell phone.
I'm in Wisconsin right now. We're at the conference.
What?
We're at the Hutch right now.
Who is this?
Megan said to give you a call. Said you'd be down, make you airtight.
Yeah, we're down for that.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, fuck yeah. No, she's gone. That's not nice to say to a woman.
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to say to a woman that you're going to sex her.
I'm sorry, I'll go on timeout.
Yeah, please. Marie wants us to come stay in her one-bedroom cool retro. What is this, apartment? Ooh, a retro apartment. She will let you smoke a little weed if you do it by the open window. Oh, that's nice. Did she say that in the ad?
It says it right in the ad.
Wow.
She sounds like a cool bitch.
She sounds like a hippie or something, you know? She sounds like she doesn't shave her legs and arms and stuff like that. Probably, that'd be my guess. I don't know. She's like that. Cool. Smoke weed by the open window. Sounds like a good folk song. Here we go. I'm going to be wrapping it up soon because I feel like it. Because I want to play GTA 5. Woo!
You got it?
No, I don't. I'm just saying that. This is the way out of here. Figure I'd take the KDK route.
Yeah.
I want to play insert name of new game here. I don't think he plays GTA, though. I know Ted Webb likes GTA. I don't think KDK likes it, though. I don't know, Ted
Webb. I'm just pissed because they haven't even announced a date for the PC port of that.
Well,
hello?
Hey, big girl.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Big Marie?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Eddie. I wanted to see about staying in that one bedroom. Cool. When you say cool retro, you mean 80s retro, 90s? What is it?
It's like older than that, but the thing is, honey, is that
you got
I was looking for a female because...
Oh, come on, please. I'll smoke the weed by the window and everything, and I use my syringe in the bathroom. You won't even see it.
Yeah, no syringes here, okay, honey?
I'm diabetic. I need it.
Oh, okay, yeah, honey.
Oh, honey, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, honey.
Right now I feel a little weird. Okay, I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Honey,
okay, honey.
Honey,
you sound a little weird.
I'm violent.
Because you're calling. Yeah, you got me at a weird time. I gotta go.
Oh,
all right.
Fuck yeah.
Are you having sex right now?
Are you masturbating? Yeah, I'm feeling weird. As she's getting ready to come or something. What the hell is that? I don't know what these feelings are.
Her dildo's on overdrive. She hooked it up to a car battery.
Did you hear that call that we made to the Guam McDonald's? Educated the woman on sex.
Heard
sexual
about
education.
About maybe she's one of those women that's never had a real orgasm, and she's probably having one. She's like, I feel weird. I've been trying for 30 years. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, we're nice guys.
Are you one
speak for yourself, asshole.
Are you one of those?
We want to come over and court you.
Are you one of those 40-year-old broads that's never had a real orgasm? Is that it? Oh, fine. Just don't say anything. Bye, bitch. All right,
so fucking boring.
God, man.
Anyway, did you hear the call that excuse I made to Guam McDonald's where I told them I used that bit where the toilet paper is too thin.
Yeah, you sent it to me. Yeah, it was good, yeah. Good.
And then, she didn't know what ejaculate meant, so I had educate her on that.
You're like, the man does this whenever, blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay.
And she goes, I'm sorry.
But yeah, normally you use more paper.
You fold the napkin in half.
You fold it, right? You fold the paper. Didn't you say you just had your finger stuck in your ass and you're on the floor?
Well, it's actually Aaron's idea. He came up with that on one of his shows.
Oh, well, he likes he likes anus, analingus, and all that. Yeah, he told me. He likes anal cream pie and all that.
By the way, I got a message from him not long ago, and he said that they'll be coming back soon.
Yeah. Good. It'll be coming. Coming on the back. No, I'm going to be leaving soon because I want to eat and I have chicken waiting for me, motherfucker. Yeah.
And yeah, my wife came home with some fried chicken tonight. It was good.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. Filipino fried chicken?
No, it was American fried chicken.
Oh, Kentucky.
Filipino fried chicken sucks. There's actually a Filipino fast food restaurant right near where we live, and they do a... their trade is Chicken Joy, and it's the fucking worst fried chicken I've ever had in my life.
Well, it comes from a dumpster, so what do you expect?
It's the pag-pag-pag.
Yeah, pag-pag chicken.
You got any UK numbers before you go?
Yes, I do. I've been saving them for you. Lonesome sent in a few. We'll knock those out.
I don't want to stand in the way of your chicken, because that's good. But
yeah.
I've been missing these UK numbers.
Yeah, they're here. I got them. Let me. I'm just going.
That's what's up.
I got another request to prank here. This one, two big piles dumped on the side of the building. They are now throwing dirt on the building for some reason. I guess some apartment where they're piling dirt and throwing it on the building for some reason. It's a place where sex offenders and everyone else lives illegally. This is in England.
It sounds like an old apartment I used to live at.
Yes. It says it's in Jamestown, Alabama, Afghanistan, so I have no idea where this is. Thank you.
Yeah, I used to live in an apartment that the Section 8, you know what that is?
Yeah, HUD. Yeah,
I know that. The Section 8 lady that lived two doors down from me, and one day she started lighting fires along the side of the apartment building. Mm-hmm. And I come home for lunch, and there's like fire trucks and shit there.
Were they in drums, and, oil drums or something, or just...
No, she had like this old booth that she set on against the side of the house and set it on fire. And so the fire truck came and they put it out and a cop showed up. And when they started putting the boot out, she went apeshit and said that that's her fire. They don't have any right to put it out. And the cop was restraining her and she hit the cop.
Oh boy.
And he threw her down on the ground and said, "You not fucking hit a cop. Bitch."
Wow, yeah, she learned.
He cuffed her, took her away, and we never saw her again.
So you can't just, like, I don't know, like, I remember my parents, they used to, like, burn, like, yard trash all the time. You can't get away with that shit anywhere anymore. Like, you start to try, if you have, like, property and you try to burn a little bit of yard trash, you'll get the cops and the fucking helicopters will show up now, I bet. When I was a kid, like, my mom all the time was like, "All right, get all that yard trash, I'm gonna burn it." You know, I was like, "We're not gonna throw it away, fucking burn it." You know, it was fun. Dance around the fire a little bit. You know, I was a little kid.
Fire!
No underwear on. I was like, "Yeah, fire!" And flap my peepee left to right.
So what's this?
It's real satanic. This is that place. The piles of dirt on the apartments.
I reached the phone of Larry and Mark.
The bullshit. I'm trying again.
That's nice. He couldn't do his message correctly. He reached the phone.
He's a fucking asshole.
Hello?
Hey, what happened last time I called? You didn't answer. Where were you?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie. You got these two big piles of dirt dumped on the side of the building in the lawn? And now you're throwing it on the building? Why? What's going on? What's this about?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I go by your area all the time, and the first thing that you had these big piles of dirt next to the buildings, and now you're throwing it on top of the building. What happened in there? You got a nuclear fire? Huh?
Who is this? Eddie who?
Are they growing drugs in there? This is Eddie Billman.
Eddie who?
Billman.
Eddie Gilman.
Yeah.
What are you calling me for this late at night?
Because the police gave me this information and said they couldn't do anything, but that I could call information, and if they knew who was in charge of the apartments, that I could investigate and call them back if there was something going on.
Well, if you don't stop harassing me, I'm going to file a complaint against you.
This is public information. You're in charge of the apartments. What are you going to file harassment for, stupid asshole? I'm asking you a question. What's the dirt on top of the building for? Are there people doing drugs in there?
None of your fucking business.
I command you to give me the information. I'm the
chief. None of your fucking business, bitch.
Asshole.
Hey, man. I'm his attorney.
Bring it.
This isn't harassment.
Bring it, buddy. Bring it. Bring it.
Hey, fuck off, man. Don't you dare hang up on us.
Go suck your mama.
I'm the muscle motherfucker. I'll come over there and shove a John Holmes dildo up your pooper.
Bitch. You're a bitch, man. We're offended by this fucking dirt that's by the building. It's an eyesore.
Tell us what's going
on. It's a blight on our community. We want you to remove it immediately.
Are you trying to deceive thermal cameras?
We're gonna file such a lawsuit on you. You're gonna be fucking buried, man.
Bring it.
Well, bring it.
Bring it.
We're gonna bring it.
Bring it, little girl.
That's what's up.
Bring
your mama.
Bring it, little girl.
You want to fight?
I'm going to bring your sister over there and show her a good time on top of that dirt mound.
You want to have a fight?
And you know, I'm going to call the cops right now and give them this number.
No, well, given your number, and it said you were not wanting to cooperate.
You give them my number, they got my number.
Well, hey, putting dirt on your building is illegal.
Yeah, you're trying to get around thermal imaging cameras. That's why you're doing it, right?
Are you trying to conceal your meth laboratory?
You have a lot of lights growing in here, a lot of fans blowing for no reason.
Are you building sex toys with illegal sweatshop kids in there? Mm-hmm.
You want to tell me why your power bill has gone up so much in the last few months?
Just keep talking here a little bit.
I pulled that information. I found out your power bill has gone up.
What are you recording?
I know.
Do we sound good?
No, I'm actually talking to the police officer right now.
What's his name?
Oh, okay. I'm giving him your number, and he's going to be listening to you here. Just real quickly, hang on.
What's his name?
Can you put him on the line, please?
Yeah.
Let's talk to him.
I
sure will.
I probably know him. Hey, we're still waiting.
You got it. That's right, baby.
Yeah, I know this is a prank call, and I'm going to have to call the police because that was unacceptable, what you did, and I didn't appreciate it. That's not nice of you doing that to my mom. Don't ever call again. Bye.
God, I'm getting I got an obscene phone call here right now. I'm Larry Hoff. They're calling me about my apartment building, 12 o'clock at night.
And?
My address is 402 8th Avenue Southeast.
And that has to do with?
We haven't said anything obscene.
Yeah. We haven't. We asked why they're throwing dirt on the building, and is it because you're...
What's that?
Is it because you're trying to conceal from thermal imaging?
Right now I'm at 952-4581. I got these guys on the other line right here right now, and they called me at midnight about dirt on my building.
That you're concealing something inside.
Okay, yeah. I'll just see if I can keep these guys on the line. Thanks, bye. Hang on. We got an officer coming over.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
We probably know him.
Great. That's great.
You just hang on.
Okay, yeah, we'll hang on. All right, yeah.
So how are you doing tonight?
Well, you do that, we're going to call some more people, okay?
Feel free to
hang on.
All right, yeah, we'll be here. We're going to call, Mr. Snoswell's going to call Frederick Bird. Frederick Bird. Here we go.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Randolph Katamotsky.
Amanda?
Randolph. Would you like to talk to Frederick?
Hello?
Hello, Frederick.
Yes.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. Would you like to talk to Randolph, please? He's quite angry.
Who?
Randolph.
I can't understand you.
Would you like to speak with my friend Randolph, please? He's an American, and he's quite angry. He has grievances.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about grievances. I have a grievance against you.
He's got a grievance against me?
Yes.
Well, what's that all about, then?
Yeah, I was drinking beer at a pub, and you called me a pillock. And I take great offense to that.
No.
I want an apology right now.
Oh, I'll give you an apology, but it definitely wasn't me. I'm not that sort of bloke. I don't swear or anything.
Well, bring it.
You looked at my bird. I've got a nice bird.
Bring it.
And you tried to touch her breasts, and then I called you out on it. I'm an American expatriate. My name is David Snoswell.
I've never heard of you.
Well, my name is... You have now. This is David Snoswell. I'm an American expatriate, and I live in your village. And I was drinking at the pub, and you made a pass at my woman. I would demand an apology.
I was talking about pubs.
Immediately. Yes.
I don't even drink or smoke.
You were drinking that night. You were having quite the piss up.
No, I'm not having that.
Hey, why?
I don't want to be facetious because I'm not that sort of bloke. But I'm being accused here of something that I'm not guilty of.
Hey, you're supposed
to... I wouldn't do anything like that.
Why are you speaking what of cobblers to me?
What is this pub you're talking about then?
It's the mare's milk.
Where?
It's right around the corner.
Marysford?
Yes.
Well, I'm not involved with that. I haven't been in since the day that we moved down here in 1997.
Yes.
I haven't been in there since then.
You haven't been in the mare's milk since 1997?
No, I don't even drink or smoke.
Well, you're
on 80.
You're drinking like a fucking fish that night.
No, I'm not. Chimney. No, it's not me. You're mixed up. Honestly, you are.
I'm not mixed up. Your name is Frederick, right?
My name is Frederick. I'll agree with that. And my name is Bird, but I've never been in there since we moved down here in 1997, my wife and I.
Your name is Frederick Bird, is that correct?
It is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Well, someone's got a grudge against... Someone's obviously got a grudge against me and using my name.
Well, he said, hey, my name is Frederick Bird, and I'm going to take your woman, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I was very offended.
Well, so would I be.
Well,
I can honestly say I'll cut my own throat if I'm guilty of that.
I'm an American, and this is the thanks that I get for what my grandfather did for your country in World War II.
I appreciate that. I spent time in the army too, out in Germany.
Yeah, my grandfather was in London during the Battle of Britain.
And how would you say this, Fred Burgess?
He fought with your RAF against the Luftwaffe. And then this is the thanks that we get. This is outrageous.
Yeah, but those days are finished, and I don't want to hear about those anymore. But you saw this Frederick Bird, did you?
Yes. It was.
And how old do you reckon he is?
Mr. Frederick Bird. You tried to touch my woman's breasts.
Oh, No. Look, I've been happily married right up until 22, and I lost my boyfriend. Why won't you listen to me?
You lost your boyfriend.
You lost your boyfriend? What did you lose?
How old did you think that this Mr. Frederick Bird was?
You're about 67 years of age, is that correct?
No, it's not. You're 20 years away.
Oh, you're 87.
You are my age?
Yes, I'm 67. You must
be long 85.
Yeah, you're about 85 years of age.
No, you've never seen me. I'm going to put my foot down here because I don't like being facetious with anyone, but I've never heard of this.
Well, you are being facetious with me.
No, I'm not, and I'm going to put the phone down.
Please do not put the phone down. I need an apology. We need to make this right.
I just told you, I will apologize. But it's not me that's doing it. I want to apologize because I've got to go out early this morning.
You came up and you said, hello, my name is Frederick Bird. How much for your woman? And then you offered me 25 quid for my woman.
How short do you think I am in height?
You said that I want to have a shag with your woman in the water closet at the pub.
No.
And then you tried to hand me 25 quid.
No.
And I said, hey, what do you think I am? Some kind of a pimp?
When was this?
This was about 3 hours ago at the Mare's Milk pub.
Well, I heard a phone earlier this morning, and that was about 10 past 5.
Can you say that?
Sorry?
I've been an American expatriate for about 3 years, but to be perfectly honest, I'm still having a bit of a problem with the accents. Can you say again?
No, definitely not. I can honestly say if that was me, I would slip my own throat. There you are.
Well, don't do that.
I'm not going to because I'm not guilty of it.
Okay. How about if you, to make this right, you take me to the Mare's Milk and buy me some cottage pie and a couple of pints? of if you ever tried a beer called Old Peculiar.
Now, you're on the wrong man, you know. Don't drink or anything like that. I don't drink or don't smoke.
No, you buy me 2 pints of Old Peculiar.
Well, should I?
In a cottage pie, and we'll call it good.
Yeah, but why should I? Why should I buy you food and keep you in drinking all then?
You try to touch.
I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to put the phone down there. I'm getting off.
My woman's tits, and then you grabbed her ass.
I don't even know the woman.
She's a Filipino.
It's got to be someone that knows me.
And you said.
And then you've got something against me.
You said you've got some nice peck peck. Do you know what peck peck is, my good sir?
No, I'm not listening any more to this. I don't like being naughty like this or fishes.
Hey.
I'm not going to listen anymore.
No, you need to listen.
I've been trying to talk to you, and you keep barging in every time. Now I'm going to put the phone down. Goodbye.
No, don't put the phone down. That's the last thing you want to do.
Put the phone up.
Okay.
That guy was
fine. I guess he's not going to meet me at the mayor's milk for
the
to make it right.
The mayor. Is that mayor like the town?
Mayor, female horse.
Okay, the female horse. I don't know if it was that or like the mayor of the city. Either way, it's funny. Either one is funny, guy. That was funny. That guy's, he just wants to talk to somebody, you know? He doesn't act like
that. Yeah, I made his night, you know?
Okay.
He's probably a widower. He's lonely.
That one guy dropped off in the middle of that. He got bored with it, yeah. I guess. He was just tired of it. And the guy that has the police who are jumping into action about the dirt call. This guy.
I couldn't believe what he was explaining to him. He's like, yeah, they called me at midnight about dirt at my building. I'm like, yeah, the cops didn't just fucking hang up on you.
He's
like,
going to be lucky if he doesn't get a fucking ticket for wasting their time.
They didn't ask him for the phone number or anything. They're just like, all right, we're on our way. All point bullets are coming, all cars.
Now they're having a good laugh about it in the station.
All cars, please report. Peter Carter, he's in England also, in Bognor Regis. Where the fuck that is? I don't think that's in a good part of town. Yeah, that guy's got to be, if he was in the army in WW2, he's in his 80s, man.
Hell yeah.
Way off, Baz, way off. Come on, man. You got to know your history to do a good prank caller.
My best. Did my best.
You got to know world history for do prank.
I put my best effort in.
You did a good job. Well, shut up.
Damn. Fuck yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, fuck yeah. Is it Peter there?
Do you know it's 6 o'clock in the morning?
This is Man Business. Can you put him on, please?
Would you please ring off? It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
The television is on. You weren't sleeping. I hear the television. Yes.
We're not going to ring off.
Ring off.
I'll ring myself off.
Did you say ring off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that one before.
That's how you ring off.
Nunu is ring off a British term. We haven't heard of that.
Yeah, you carve a hole in the phone and you just start fucking. That's how you ring off. Yeah, man, slam
it's
it.
It's pretty hot.
Slam it. Alright.
Buy my new book. It tells you how to do it.
I got an image in my head of Brad Carter fucking an old style 80s phone like that. Every time he... Okay, never mind. Peter Cheeseman in the same town. Peter Cheeseman. That's exactly how it's spelled. Cheeseman, one word. All right.
It's probably pronounced Cheeseman.
Probably smells like socks. Motherfucker.
Like Milkman.
He smells like... Yeah. If you shake Milkman up, you get this guy. Let's hear him. Or you gotta age. This is an old Milkman is the Cheeseman. Yeah, the other way would be Butterman. And that's me. Call me Butterman. Nunu says call the UK, ban people from smoking in their own house.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
Hey, yes. Is this the Cheese Man residence?
It is.
My name is Butterman. They shook me. They shook up the milkman and they made me.
What?
Yeah. Is Cheese Man there? Is he old and smell like sweaty?
He's in bed and it's early in the morning and you have no right to ring at the
time. I do have a right. I'm a man and I have a right to speak to other men. Well, I have
no, you do not have a right. Thank you.
Stupid.
This is urgent. Wake him up immediately, please.
This is for
he told us to call this time.
For the queen. When are we going to get a king of England? I'm tired of a queen. That bitch ain't died yet. She's probably going to live to like 150 years old like her mom did.
You know, Charles is probably going to die before she does.
God.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, how old was it? I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Snoswell. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. Please do not hang up. This is urgent. May we speak with Mr. Cheeseman immediately, please?
No, speak with Mr. Cheeseman. He's in bed asleep.
But it's urgent, and this is man business.
This is not urgent, thank you. It can't be that urgent. It is urgent.
How do you know? We're from the Royal Service.
The Royal Service? Not?
Yes.
What are they?
We are the Royal Service. We're not at liberty to tell you what the Royal Service is. It's for man's ears only.
Oh, go away.
No, don't hang up. You're only digging yourself a deeper hole.
Yep. Yeah, man.
She's fucked now.
It probably would hurt to fuck a phone, like telephone, old dial phone. I'm just saying. Old rotary phone.
She needs to learn.
I don't think she's going to answer this time, guys. I'm sorry.
She's not going to answer.
That's my guess. No answer from that little
monkey.
She's
not going to answer it. She's not going to wake up Mr. Cheeseman.
Here's Mr. Jessop. Peter Jessop. I saw Milkman reboot his Skype, I think. Let me try to get him back here. Milkman.
Okay, cool.
Let's see if I can get him back first. Hang on. That's almost time. I need chicken energy. You know, I got to get some food energy in me, some chickens.
That protein.
I'm going to eat a whole chicken.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
I remember that prank you made. You called. Remember when he called that ghetto and was it Philadelphia or something? He did a whole ghetto show where he called a bunch of ghetto numbers.
Yeah.
And he called this chicken place and you told the chick that you wanted some black chick. You wanted chicken tits. She goes, "Oh, we don't sell chicken tits here.
Chicken breast."
She said that. She goes, "We don't sell chicken tits."
You don't sell no chicken tits. I forgot
that. Oh, fuck. That was hilarious.
Sounds funny. I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
Thank you.
I listened to it about a week ago.
Okay. Anyway, I'm waiting for this to connect here. Peter Jessop. And
that one show where you did when you were climbing out the top of the elevator had me fucking dying.
Hello? That's their message on a very bad connection. I'll try it again.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm sorry we're not able to take your call. Hello.
Hey, boy, how are you? Is that Peter?
Who's that?
Peter, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's good. I just want to let you know that there is a ban on indoor smoking. You can't smoke inside your house anymore. We were flying by with a thermal imaging camera, and we saw that you were smoking inside the house. No.
Who the hell are you?
This is Eddie. I'm with the Royal Smoking Service.
I don't know where you're ringing from, Eddie, but you're talking gibberish.
You're smoking cigarettes, tobacco products inside your house. There's no smoking inside buildings. There's not any smoking inside buildings, guys.
Oh.
You don't do that.
Call him back. I think that we need to give him a commendation because he doesn't smoke.
Fuck him. Give him a demerit for not smoking.
No, and that the prince will be visiting his house to award him the commendation. Hello, Mr. Who am I speaking with?
Who am I speaking to?
Peter Jessup.
Yes, my name is Mr. Snoswell. I'm with the Royal Smoking Service. David Snoswell. I'm with the Royal Service.
What Royal Service?
The Royal Smoking Service. And we just want to inform you that you are going to be receiving a commendation because you do not smoke in your house, which is now currently illegal in the United Kingdom. So congratulations, my good sir. You will be receiving a commendation.
Do you realize what time it is over here?
Well, I don't know what time it is over here. We're contracting.
You think about it before you wake people up.
But you're going to get a commendation. You should be happy.
Yay!
You're to be commended.
I threw in a yay there for you to try to help you out.
Oh, he hung up.
Sorry, man. Oh,
sorry to break in on that.
Sorry to break the news to you also. That's okay. Sorry to break the news, but I'm leaving. I'm going to go eat my chicken. And
hey, dude, it was good to have an evening show.
Yeah.
I've missed that.
Forgot how we did these things almost, son of a bitch. All right.
So, you know, I'm going to be probably unemployed here in about a month, temporarily, hopefully.
Good.
And so are you still going to do your morning shows?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good. That's the only good thing about it is you can be around, do prank calls, man.
Can I call in to your morning show?
Sure. If you like, you like Matt, you like Matt Hillock.
Matt's awesome.
There you go.
He's my buddy.
We put Matt on the Friday shows with us. It's fucking great.
He's on every show. I know you guys. I was just being stupid.
Matt's my buddy. Funny he's
when
good
he destroys people. He's like, you're a fucking moron. And just fucking starts tearing him down.
Yeah. And thank you to Dirty Aaron for asking me on text message on my phone if I'm gargling semen. Thank you. That's why I'm ending the show. And Dirty,
yes,
and the
he Dirty, is gargling semen. Yeah, we can vouch for that.
And the Dirty Aaron show is never coming back to Matt House. It is canceled. So, shove it up your ass. Go buy your own shoutcast and everything. Dirty Aaron's out of here on his ass. Yay! All right, see you. I'm kidding. See you guys. See you, Baz. See you, Ken. Bye.
All right, dude. It was fun. Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, you know. Let me call Big Milkman again here. See if Big Milkman can at least get us out of here. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I want to thank all of you before we're trying to connect Milkman, just in case he doesn't work when he connects here. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Madhouse Radio Machine tonight. It's been good to have an evening show again. It seems like it's been so long, just like Bass said. I don't think I'm going to do any more shows this week, but there are plenty of shows to listen to over the weekend, starting tomorrow night, I'm sure. I know there's a few people out there that are thinking about starting shows on the Madhouse station. I think Big Liz is one of them. Spray is thinking. He does a pretty good job on his Mixler channel. And he's thinking about maybe doing a show on the Shoutcast here. He's supposed to get back to me. Anyway, if you're doing your own thing and you want to maybe take a crack at doing a show on Madhouse, just get with me. And, you know, if you're... seem like you got the juice, you're pretty good with the prank calls, and you got your technical side of things handled, then we can do that. That might work. I don't know. Well, Milkman isn't answering. I'm done. Thanks to Blue Planet Prank Radio, to the PLA station, Brad for having us on there, Ted for having us on the former, and everyone who tuned in tonight. MadhouseLive.com is a website. I suppose I will be back next week at some point. So, next thing to do is keep an eye on Facebook and Twitter. Because if a show is starting live, it's going to be announced there no matter what. I guess usually I do Tuesday morning shows around 11 a.m. Eastern. And then there's the Thursday night show at 10 p.m. Eastern. If I'm available for it. Okay. Well, I'll see you guys later, as I said 1,000 times. Goodbye. Good night. Oh, yeah. Don't get